The place for news, views, and entertainment the way you like it. RantEMRadio.com. The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. Thanks for tuning in and listening to The Shining Wizards, proudly available at ShiningWizards.com and on the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review us on whatever platform you listen to us on, including iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Audioboom, and so many more. If you shop at Amazon, visit Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and click on your country's banner. Do your shopping as usual, pay the same low prices as always, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy Shining Wizards t-shirts, visit ShiningWizards.com/merch for a link to our Pro Wrestling Tees store and select from dozens of great designs. Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wizards Podcast. If you'd like to check out our videos, visit YouTube or Dailymotion and search The Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards airs live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East at RantEMRadio.com or SWLive.net. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
This is J.J. Dillon, the leader of the original Four Horsemen, Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame 2013, WWE Hall of Fame as part of the Four Horsemen 2012, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards.
I have a small dick.
Titties! God damn!
We are live from the mean streets of North Arlington.
I don't like that you don't let the music fade. Like, watch. It's all professionally done here in Studio A. Check it out. Listen. Hear that?
Was that a fucking shot?
It's all, yeah, man.
It's all professionally done here in Studio A.
Well, because, like, you fucking blast this shit at, like, 300, and you're like...
So, we just got here late again.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's the first thing Kevin said since he got here.
Tony!
What else would I say?
I don't know. You're, like, fucking glued to your phone again.
Are the Devils back in the playoffs?
Yes.
I'm conversing with our guest of the evening.
Oh, conversing?
Did you know the Golden Nuggets made it to the Stanley Cup Final in the first year in their existence?
The Golden Knights?
Yes. What'd I say?
The Golden Nuggets.
Is he telling you what we can and can't talk about?
Uh-oh. Oh, guys, you can't talk about anything that happened to me in the past 24 to 48 hours.
What?
What are you, having a whole conversation? Just tell them what time to call in.
Yes.
We got a guest tonight.
Yes.
Kevin looks angry.
Not the name.
No. What? Kevin
He's
got a haircut.
He's not putting up with your shit. That's why.
Look, Kevin got a haircut.
He looks got like, a haircut last week.
It's styled differently then. He looks like 5 years younger.
I think because.
So, 12.
Did a couple episodes of the Dumbfellas, and they probably all jerked off in his hair.
What?
You always go like...
like, just jokes like, that don't even make sense.
Yeah, it does. You got jizz head.
Like...
a little bit. Hey, come on. You're there.
If he always wore his hair like that, then maybe I'd be on it, but he doesn't always wear his hair like that.
Well, you get jizzed in the head for special occasions only.
What? Maybe
how many times
family?
Do you get your head jizzed on?
I've never had my head jizzed on,
See,
thankfully.
It's a rare occasion.
No. Something that's never happened isn't rare. It's just never happened.
Yeah, it's new.
So that makes it rare by definition.
No.
No.
Rare is something that happens. Like, if it happened to me once...
That's rare.
Yes, but it's happened to me zero times, so it's not rare.
It's never happened. On the same page, you know what pisses me off, too, when people say... when they have, like, an event, and it's, like, the first annual...
Oh, yeah, all the time.
It's, like, motherfucker, it's the first one. You cannot tell me it's annual when there's only been one. You know what I mean? Like, it's also... Like,
no, I fucking can't stand that either.
So, there's that.
Well, we have a guest tonight.
Yes.
Creator Pro Wrestling's Max Caster, member of the Shook Crew, who you might recognize last night on Monday Night Raw... in the highly touted, very successful segment with Bobby Lashley and Sami Zayn. I'm not gonna lie to you, I watched it right before we got here today. I didn't hate it. It's not just because we have Max Caster on the show who was involved in the segment, and he'll talk all about that probably in the 8 o'clock hour. But it was just I thought it was funny. Like, I don't know. Call me crazy.
Okay, you're crazy. I didn't see it, but I've heard nothing but terrible things about it.
I thought it was bad. I thought the writing was bad. It was like hokey Vince McMahon.
I wonder if that was done by design. No. Because like, nothing could get, listen, can anything like be that bad? Not on purpose?
Yes.
I don't know. I enjoyed it.
The WWF put out a whole like 2 year span where everything was unintentionally awful.
Yeah, it's true. That's the new generation, brother.
He mocks the three sisters, so Sammy offers to haluva kick him in the face like the garbage Lashley's family thinks he is. The big beatdown is on, but Lashley fights back, even knocking the wigs off.
A gonna get your wig split.
Wait, followed by a broomstick toss over the top. Quote, this is going into the list of dumbest ideas in Raw history.
Who's
that's from Thomas Hall over at Scott Keith's Blog of Doom. Oh, there's probably more. I don't know what Meltzer had to say about it, but I'm sure 401 Mania's got the Larry Zonka's got some. Larry Zonka? Yes, Larry Zonka.
Larry Zonka.
Not yes. Like the football player.
Not Larry the football Zonka. Player Larry Zonka. The wrestling Larry Zonka. Why can't I find main event Raw? Here we go. Raw results.
Oh man.
I didn't see it, so I can't judge, but from what I've been reading...
Well, is that where... Do we want to start
no,
with
No, I don't.
Raw?
I don't know. Yeah, no.
Well, we mentioned our guest is going to be
here. We did mention our guest. That's
and it wasn't our guest's fault that the segment...
No, no. He had no... He didn't write it.
If anything, he actually got the only reaction of the of
wait,
the segment.
Wait, let me correct you. Quote, the Lashley sisters, air quotes, and Sammy attack, but Lashley fights them off and beats the, quote, sisters down and dumps them to the floor to absolutely no reaction. This was an all-time bad segment, and as I've been saying, they wasted no time in making Lashley just a guy and a completely dead act in no time.
Well,
wait.
Okay.
And then there's Vince right after it.
Fuck,
quote,
man.
It's not about what I want, ever. It's all about what the audience wants. I'm a pretty good listener.
Well, me and Matt were talking about this before the show.
Oof.
Like when Bobby Lashley came back, right, as a surprise at the Royal Rumble.
Bobby!
When he came back, did you immediately, like in your head, think, insta-feud, Sami Zayn?
Nope.
It makes no sense. So they had to do...
He came back after WrestleMania.
Oh, the Raw, right? The Raw with Elias. That's
yes.
Right.
And they're teaming him up with Strowman recently.
But like these two guys have literally no history. Nothing to do with each other at all. Their styles couldn't, like, I'm sure they could have good matches, but they couldn't be different if they wanted them to be. So they had to pull something to be like, all right, these guys need some sort of story.
Yeah, well, let's give them sisters.
Yeah, so like they
because every black guy's got sisters.
Oh, what?
Oh. There you go. Ring the bell.
Hey, Tony. Newsflash: white people have sisters too.
No, but they have sisters, Cap. Come on, my sister. Sapphire was
I'm not
sister.
Nearly drunk enough to deal with you today.
Come on, dude. That's exactly what Vince McMahon was thinking, 100%.
It wouldn't surprise me.
There you go.
But with what Kevin's saying, it just seems like bringing Bobby Lashley back in the way that he came back the night after WrestleMania, and then that you would think like he's a viable option for Brock Lesnar.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he would beat him. I'm just saying... So you could just get, you know, I get it. Roman Reigns and Jinder Mahal is not the feud you want to see. Braun Strowman beating Finn Balor is not what you want to see them doing.
I heard that was just, a good match, though.
It was a good match.
Okay, let's keep going.
But Brock is not going to be at Money in the Bank, and who knows when he's going to show up again.
Yeah, but you give Lashley to Sami Zayn of all people?
No, that's what I'm saying. I thought he was a viable option for... Even Braun Strowman, a Braun Strowman Bobby Lashley feud, big man, big man.
Yeah, but here's the problem: you've already got whatchamacallit, Strowman. You've got Lesnar, the champ. You've got, to a lesser extent, Roman Reigns, who could take an ass kicking. It's like Lashley's already fourth on the big man list. It's not a fucking easy hill to climb, you know. Especially when you put him in with Sammy and talking about his sisters and how he gets no love from his family.
Like, yeah, it. And we knew like Brock wasn't going to be around, but. They easily, like you said, easily could have made him a threat But they brought him in as a surprise. Great. Elias, whatever. Awesome. He got a reaction.
Yeah.
But that was also Raw after Mania.
Yeah, and then everything's
so
been off.
They did nothing storytelling-wise with him. He didn't speak at all for like the next 2 or 3 weeks. And then all of a sudden now he's in this out-of-nowhere type deal with the guy who like just couldn't be more different than Bobby Lashley. And there's no reason to put them together. So it's just two guys in the upper mid-card finding something for them to do. Let's put them together and let's give them this ridiculous, fucking borderline, awful story.
But our guest Max Caster was involved in the story last night, and we'll be speaking to him in the 8 o'clock hour, about an hour from now.
Yeah, short talk just to get his experience, more so on, you know, being arguably the highlight of a pretty...
we can ask him what it feels like to be in the middle of a fucking vortex.
If you watch the segment, and they go through it, like he goes and interviews each one of them. The first one has kind of like a high voice, almost kind of like he's trying to sound like a girl. It's three guys in drag dressed up as the sisters, just so you know, Tony.
Sisters, Kevin.
And so they get to him, and he just starts talking in this fucking the most manly, deepest voice that you've ever heard. And he's got a fucking mustache.
That's pretty good.
It's fucking funny, and the crowd gets and the crowd laughs, and it's funny. So like that kind of carried me through it, just because that wasn't awful, but. Anyway, we'll talk more about that later with Max Caster at around 8:05.
Just in case you're living under a rock, you're listening to The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk.
Talk about wrestling.
I don't know. I just feel like we should do it at some point.
Why?
TBS time.
Why? You don't do fucking fake news after you did it successfully 1 week. And we're like, oh, this would be a great bit for you. And you're like, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And then you don't do it. And
sometimes things don't work out the way.
Sometimes things don't work out that way.
You can't just lie.
That's kind of the point, yeah.
That's fake news. Just fucking make something up.
All right.
You say outlandish shit all night. Jizz in Kevin's hair, weirdo.
All right, well, that was fake news. Kevin's never had jizz in his hair.
Well, I mean, we can't confirm it. He's
thinking.
Oh,
gee, really?
We can't confirm or deny it. We didn't flat out ask him if he's ever had jizz in his hair.
He's got a little natty bumper car on his side.
I know, sometimes you scratch your head too soon. You don't know. Too soon after.
One thing I learned from Kevin's new podcast, don't shake Rich McDonald's hand. Because if anybody's got jizz on his hand, it's probably that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
I like Rich.
No, I like him too. Apparently he likes everybody else.
I'm his favorite Shining Wizard.
Maybe it's your jizz on his hand.
I never jizzed on him, but I mean...
Maybe he collected it.
A little pre-cum.
That'd be weird. Okay, so...
God, you just said fucking pre-cum on the podcast.
Pre-cum.
Look,
pre-cum.
This is going to... I'm going to tie this all together with a jizz. So,
what
our
mean,
guest
stick
tonight...
stick it together, Kev.
Our guest tonight, Max Caster, right? So I'm thinking, right, on the way home, then I want to listen to some Kiss, Plaster Caster. Do you know what the song Plaster Caster is about?
Probably jerking off and then your hand gets stiff.
It's about a woman in the 70s. She was like a groupie. And she would make plaster molds out of all
bitch.
These guys' dicks.
Yeah, I've heard of her. Unless she's probably not the only one. But.
Right? How come there's no women in the wrestling business that do that?
I'm sure there are.
You think so?
We just don't know about it.
Matt, if that was Attitude Era, the plaster caster would be a great gimmick.
You know what it is? These guys, like now, like they're not into rats anymore. They're into playing video games and eating clean.
I'll never get that.
It is what it is, man. Well, it's
which
a change.
Part, the eating clean or playing video games?
Oh, no, video games I can dig. Like, but just like not going out like after the show to like the bars and all that stuff. And
the way they work them, I don't think these guys have time to do that anymore. It's not like the old road like lifestyle that the guys had in the territory days.
But where you can get... and a lot of these guys now that they have up on the main show they're not young kids. Like, you know what I mean? They're all in their mid-20s to 30s to 40s.
Yeah, and these are guys that actually have families that actually get to spend a little bit of time with them during the week now.
Yeah.
Like, don't they go home on, like, Tuesdays to, like, Friday or something like that?
Yeah.
Not on SmackDown. Yeah.
Well.
So, like, if you're on Raw on Monday night, then you got nothing to do till the loop.
Probably till, like, what? Like,
till
Thursday
Friday,
or Friday?
Show, right? Something like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You figure you got to, depending on where you are, Tuesday is essentially a travel day.
Okay, so yeah. But,
right,
I
and
mean,
then when you get Wednesday and then Thursday, and then it's Thursday, another travel day. You really, on paper, I bet you it looks like a lot, but it's not. Those travel days are motherfuckers.
Yeah,
man.
You're probably right.
Yeah, but it's not like the old days where these guys went from town to town, and like at the end of a night, you'd pick up a case somewhere, and you'd spend the night driving, going through a case of beer, sitting in the car, and then when you get to a hotel, you know, then there's some rats there waiting for you.
Yeah, well, no, they're all fucking awful now. No one's cool.
I'm sure there's a few out there.
I'm sure if they wanted to go nuts, they can go nuts.
I'm sure if you spent about 2 or 3 minutes sniffing around a hotel, you could probably find a couple of them hanging out.
Nah, because in the fucking day and age of social media where everyone posts fucking everything.
Yeah, that's true.
These guys got to keep their shit clean, yeah. Man.
Do you ever go to the hotel after an ECW show in Philly?
No, I wish we did.
They fucking hang out in droves over at that hotel, dude. FFB and I saw that shit firsthand. It was unbelievable being in that shit. Anyway.
I think it's like when we go to Legends of the Ring, right? When we vend down there and we go down the night before, like that's a fucking cool atmosphere.
Yeah.
No one's getting like rip-roaring wasted. But people fucking hang out. They just flew into town. They want to have a drink and unwind.
Yeah, but everybody kind of like, you know, gets nice and juiced up the night before getting into town.
We've been to 2 now the night before. We've done it.
Yeah.
It hasn't been crazy. Like, yeah, they're down there having beers, but they're not like... Maybe like 2 beers. Like Bischoff, had a beer?
Yeah, well, he got in super late. Yeah. No one's getting fucking suplexed through a fucking pool.
Bischoff
table.
Was probably also through some shit during his WCW days as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's in his 60s now. Like, he's, you know, he's no Ric Flair.
Well, but even like RVD, who we met down there the night before.
RVD doesn't partake in that kind of fun. He went up to his room to...
He partook in some other fun, yeah.
But we bought him... We had a beer with him. We bought him a beer. And that's basically it. Like, no one wants to go out and like drink like 12 beers a night like I did.
Did you chat him up about the Family Matters DVD that was coming out that week?
Rob Van Dam, big Family Matters fan.
He likes Officer Winslow, doesn't he?
Oh, Carl. Oh, Carl Winslow.
You know, they contribute
Winslow
for a lot.
Winslow probably had jizz in his hair.
Oh, did he have much hair? Go.
That's a hate crime.
A boo.
All right, so.
What?
He liked the men.
The biggest news of the week.
What?
Has to be.
What? Wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake needing knee surgery. No? No?
Oh, my fucking sound on, bro. Why is my sound off? Make it work.
Turn my sound on!
There, I got you. It's your fault to sound. There you go.
Turn my sound on!
No, yeah. It is not about Brutus the fucking Barber. Me and Kevin are in all these wrestling figure groups.
Oh!
Bro, do you see he's posting in these groups now to try and get people to go to his GoFundMe?
Is he?
To pay for his fucking...
I turned off notifications.
But he also said that he was going to do a live chat to thank everybody from like the one room, the LJN room.
Yeah.
He's going to do a live chat with everybody to thank him for their support and stuff. That's pretty cool. I mean, he's just giving back.
Fuck out of here.
So cool. Beefcake right now is still doing the cutting, but not so much the strutting?
Pretty much. He's crimping and limping.
You know,
come on,
like,
that's a good one. Fuck you, don't walk that. Over that. Wait,
now, is crimps a hair term?
Yeah, crimping. It's okay, that's what they do with the curling iron, the flat curling iron.
I liked it regardless, but I just wanted to confirm.
Come on, bro. You didn't even fucking sell me on
what?
That. What are you reading over there?
What do you want me to fucking do? Hold on. Do it again.
Crimping and limping.
All right, I'll start over. Hold on. Wait. All right, sorry. Let's do the whole thing. We'll do the whole thing again. Get some good on the board.
Kev, do you have any open spots for fucking Funny Man tomorrow night at the comedy show? Holy shit.
You're fat!
Look out, headliner, fucking,
right.
You got a comedy name? What's your comedy gimmick over there? Fucking Harry Carey face? What are you going to call yourself with those
Tony Rollercoaster in honor of Natty Bumper Car.
Oh, that was my name for him when we roasted him?
God, you're such a fucking...
I was Vance Rollercoaster.
So do you want to make a bunch of other references to a bunch of other shows that maybe half our audience doesn't listen to?
Yeah.
What?
You want to wish fucking Snowy a happy birthday? Like,
oh, fuck, it's his birthday
Snowy
today.
Is?
That's the one I forgot.
Is it
happy
Snowy's...
birthday, Snowy, eh? Snowy's 62 today, by the way.
You didn't have that in your fucking notes, asshole?
I didn't need to, dickface. I didn't think that was the most important news of the day, but since you mentioned it.
Well, it's actually not even newsworthy. It's like saying Dave Powers in the fucking Rant Hall of Fame.
I said it only less. I didn't say it any less than 17 times.
Fucking
hand job. All for you, dicko. All
right, are we going to talk?
Yeah, so what was the important news?
Well, come on now.
What?
Don't fucking poo-poo it.
Well, say it. Come on.
Do you have it in your notes?
No, let's go. You brought it up.
WWE has struck a deal with Fox worth $205 million per year.
And what happened to Noam
Dar? Over 5 years, it's a $1 billion deal.
Yeah. Vince McMahon per year, 5 years.
You didn't say per. You didn't say 5 years.
I said a 5 year deal.
Did he?
$205 million per year.
Did he say that?
Just like when you did fake news, and Kevin was going fake news, Tony, and then like after he said it like six times, and he was like, "What the fuck? You know something?" You were like, "What?"
You guys just no sold the "Where is Noam Dar" question because of the deal with Fox. All right, read the bell, Tony. Fucking gold. Tomorrow night, Brown Bear Pub, West Orange, New Jersey. John Moses, Andrew Lee,
what
Richard McDonald, Kevin
about?
Garifo. There it is. Gold people.
So according to reports, SmackDown.
In your face.
Tony Roller Coaster.
You idiots.
So was it a 5 year deal?
Yes.
Did it only take you one card?
Dummy. Yeah.
No M dirt.
Jesus.
All right, come on.
You done?
Dirt.
You laugh like that fucking dog, that cartoon dog. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Do I have some? Why are you two fucking giggling?
I can't help it.
Hey, the WWE signed a deal for $1 billion. I wish I had a slide whistle. I'm surprised you don't.
Oh my god.
Kevin, the question everybody wants to know, where's Noam Dar?
That's the story. That's the lead. Don't bury the lead, Matt.
I wasn't even supposed to fucking be
here. She was backstage at Raw. Alicia Fox.
She broke her ass bone, you know. That's why she was out.
No M derp.
Hi-yo! Jesus Christ. We're going to get nothing done tonight, aren't we?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Noam Dar's calling an 8. No. Oh, no, wait. Max.
Yeah, Max Caster, you've been bumped. But no M derp.
Fox! Go, Fox! It's $1 million! No, it's $1 billion, Fox! $1 billion, Fox, given!
Oh, Fox gave $1 billion, Fox!
Holy shit!
God damn!
All right.
Let's
bring it back.
There you go.
Let's bring it back.
Oh my goodness.
They're saying fall 2019, SmackDown will be on Fox on Friday nights.
Is that confirmed?
It is not confirmed, but that's what the reports are saying.
Back to Friday.
So that'll be pretty
SmackDown's
exciting.
Been tossed. SmackDown has jizz in its hair.
Ooh.
SmackDown.
Yeah.
SmackDown, it's tossed around like a fucking cheap hooah.
Dr. Tony.
Keynote that you missed.
Oh, I missed. You let me say a sentence, and then you made fun of me for fucking 5 minutes.
They want to... The rumor and innuendo...
Oh, stop it. Stop
why
using other people's
rip
stuff.
Off everybody's shit?
3 hours.
That's right.
3 hours.
3 hours of what?
3 hours of SmackDown.
Is that what they're saying?
Yes! Can you imagine?
Cite your source.
The same source that Matt said that they're going to move to Fridays. It was Pro Wrestling Sheet. No, it was Brian Alvarez, actually, that had that.
Ah, the Meltzer guy, right?
Yes.
I don't have it here, and I'm looking at it right now.
Well, tough
titties. It doesn't say anything about 3 hours. It does say.
That's Mike Johnson. That's why.
Oh.
Oh, boo.
It's my boy. Don't you dare.
No, what?
The WWE stock is currently at $57 per share, which is an 11% increase on the day.
Fucking sell!
A,
sell,
dude.
Mortimer! Sell!
So turn those machines back on! Fuck him!
So that's a pretty big deal, no?
That's
yeah,
a huge
of course.
Deal, man.
That's $1 billion. Makes you almost fucking feel stupid for going to Saudi Arabia, huh?
Why?
Why?
Because that was 10 years and $75 million, and you're getting $1 billion over 5 years.
Money's fucking money.
And you don't have to oppress women in the process,
dude,
damn it.
If I find a fucking $20 bill on the ground, and 5 minutes later I find a $5 bill, what, are you not going to pick up the $5 bill?
Look.
That's a good question.
It's $1 billion next to $75 million in half the time.
Yeah, but you're... But you're, what are you going over there? Twice a year?
I don't know. Are you? Are you? You're already moved. They're already traveling on SmackDown anyway. They're just making a ton more money. And here's a question that... Here's
Wait,
a question
hold
that...
Hold on.
No, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that you...
So you... So if you were Vince McMahon...
Yeah.
And you knew that this Fox deal was a possibility because they have been talking about it for a couple months. And Saudi Arabia came to you and said, 10 years... How much? How many million?
75.
$75 million.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I'm going to pass, and I'm going to see what this what happens with this.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you just take it all?
Oh, fucking greedy bitch. Let's let Ring of Honor have the Saudi Arabia deal.
I don't think they're going to offer Ring of Honor the Saudi Arabia deal or anyone else in that
They
matter.
Will in 2 years when Bobby Lashley's headlining for Ring of Honor.
No, Kevin just like...
Kevin gave up on alcohol to come back and
he
make a statement.
He
briskly
ran
shit.
Over here.
That's brisk, baby.
I like how he has to put the headphones on like he's going to miss something if he doesn't.
I'm still like... If I can see, if Fox went to Vince and said, listen, you better not do this deal with Saudi Arabia or else we're not picking
no,
your
the,
ass
look,
up.
The only reason
then
I'm,
I can see.
The only reason
but how
I'm
are you not
it.
Turning... You're acting like $75 million is like a quarter that you find in your couch.
Because they're killing people over in the Middle East. That's why.
They're killing people everywhere. They're killing people here in America.
Yeah, but it's worth people dying for $1 billion.
No, no amount of money is worth anyone dying, stupid. I don't understand.
Well... I wouldn't mind seeing certain people get knocked off if
fuck
wow,
for $1 billion.
This is pretty fucked up.
For someone said, like someone says, Kevin, we're gonna give you $1 billion if this person kicks the bucket. You
he
didn't do it. You're not
just
committing
so
a crime.
Everybody knows he's pointing at the Chris Payne picture on the wall.
Oh my god, I have fucking AIDS. I'm gonna die.
Chris Payne's not even up there.
Oh, you just broke down the fourth wall, Kevin.
Well, listen, it's not my fault. I mean, I kind of ruined the bit, but.
Kevin's opening in Tierney's Friday somewhere.
No, but
Tierney's is Sundays, dude.
Sundays, Tierney's.
How do you not know my schedule, bruh?
Oh, shut up. You never even mentioned your schedule. I got plugs, but I'm not going to talk about them.
That's right.
End of the show.
No one
Kevin.
Gives a shit.
Try the deal.
Are you serious? All right. See, this brings me...
No, look. The only reason I suggest it is because Saudi Arabia is a dangerous trip, dude. It's a dangerous trip no matter how you slice it.
Tribute to the Troops is a fucking dangerous trip. They do it every year.
But that's
South
for
Carolina.
Charity.
It doesn't matter what it's for. It's still a dangerous trip.
But you've got
a dangerous trip.
You've got the protection of the United States government with you. Don't you think that means something more?
What are they walking around with Disney characters over there?
In Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Why? Do they have them like dressed up like Times Square?
Yeah, you think that's who they're walking around with?
That's how women dress in Saudi Arabia.
What, like Times Square?
They have to dress like Times Square, like Mulans and Happy Pandas and all those other characters.
So you're...
you couldn't have been more
So you're concerned...
I'm trying, Cal.
Hold on.
They're not all gems.
I just got to wrap my head around this. You're concerned about...
Can we look up the deal first before we go crazy?
No, fuck it. It's more
deal?
Fun that we don't know.
Okay.
This is
Saudi
all fake
Arabia
news.
Deal?
Yeah. Because I feel like it's a lot more than what Tony's saying it is.
So but your main concern is for the safety of the people you fat shame and mock on this show?
Wow.
Is that what you're telling me?
Wow.
Like,
yes.
What is your beef with Saudi Arabia? They're going to go there twice a year.
A lot of people. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's... A lot of people have beef with the Saudi Arabia thing, and I'm not going to say that they're necessarily wrong, but I totally support it. Like, I'm not, like, you know what I mean? But
look,
to say don't do that just because you're getting $1 billion over 5 years over here is totally asinine.
No, but I'm saying it's a safety issue. That's the only reason. Look, if they were like, we're going to Delaware twice a year for $75 million, fuck it, go to Delaware.
Have you ever been to fucking Delaware?
TNA went to India, and India's just as fucking dangerous.
No, India's just gross. India's really not that dangerous.
India's fucking dangerous,
it's dangerous,
dude.
In other ways.
Yeah, but Sanjay Dutt was there, and he knows everybody, so
but
it's cool.
You are just flat
you
out.
You never heard the Kevin Matthews? You
no,
never saw the Kevin Matthews
DVD? I got
DVD?
What he was saying.
Dude, when Sanjay Dutt was in charge of everybody, nobody fucked with anyone, dude.
Okay, but it's still a dangerous place.
What did they send? Tiger Ali Singh with them?
Dude, they had lunch with the fucking king, so I think the king has a pretty good squad of fucking security around him.
Yeah, no. Undertaker,
oh
not
God.
Wrestling. Wait, that's India.
Holy shit.
Fucking you are rich. Just... We can't get fake news Tony to come up, but racist Tony is quick.
Whatever. He's got a new bit every week.
Yeah. Kevin, do you know what time Raw is on in India?
What time?
7:11 on the dot.
Such a fucking old joke. That is such... I'm embarrassed to be sitting across from you.
I don't know. It made me laugh.
Because you probably never heard it before.
No, I've heard it before. It's funny. It's like farts. Farts never get old. They're always funny.
All right, safe
so
parts.
Are we done with this ridiculous conversation?
Yes, we are. Move on. We were done 10 minutes ago.
If Cody Rhodes was in charge, would he take the money?
All right, enough. I thought we were done. Yes, of course he would
take
the money.
No, we're not done with the topic. It's a big fucking topic.
Yeah, but what else is there to talk about?
Oh, I got notes.
No, about that.
You want to hear about the plastic surgery Tom McGee had over the weekend?
Wait, who the fuck is Tom McGee? What the fuck? What else is there to talk about?
I had one beer before I got here. This was that was definitely not enough.
Yeah, you weren't responding to the texts.
Oh, me?
No, Kevin. Kevin.
Oh, his fucking tirade of weird text messages that
he
sent?
When I suggested we talk about Randy Savage and he said, fuck him.
Is that what I said?
To specify, it was Tony that said
that. Aggressive. You said a couple other things.
And then you said
other
that you can't repeat.
Oh, you don't want to read them?
No.
Can I play Let's Play Soundboard Bites? Too?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Please. What else do you want to talk about the WWE Fox deal?
I just think it's like a because the amount of money that they're getting is astronomical for the ratings, you know, saying that the product isn't so good yet. People are still shelling out record amounts of money for wrestling on their TV.
This was the point that I wanted to get to before we went off on that Saudi Arabia tirade.
Before Kevin brings it all back, because you're like, let's talk about Tom McGee's plastic surgery. I don't even know who the fuck Tom McGee is.
We'll get there then.
But now you have a point.
Take your
Adderall, bro.
Holy fuck, dude. I had a, can I finish my point before you interrupt me again, you
tits
horse's dick?
McGee. No.
Holy shit.
Find an Anchorman Tits McGee drop, please.
With SmackDown going for billions of dollars now and going Fridays, there's lots of talks that are going to happen, and I guarantee you this much. You can kiss all the good shit happening on the fucking network specials goodbye, because now they're getting paid $200 million a year. All that good shit's going to wind up on network television.
What good things happen on the network?
Well, any kind of super pay-per-view matches that you've been looking forward to. Anything of that caliber, WrestleMania caliber matches, you're going to wind up seeing them a lot more frequently on SmackDown.
Or on Backlash, like we did with John Cena and Roman Reigns.
Backlash.
That was before
Fastlane, whatever.
That was before. Well, that's pre this deal.
Yeah, but what I'm saying
is, I get Tony's point completely.
They're paying you a fucking buttload of money. You've got to produce.
And now this kind of reminds me, because I'm listening to the Bischoff podcast, 83 weeks, and they're on the one, or Bret Hart and WCW was the last one I listened to, and he's saying there's a lot more people at one point in time from Turner that he didn't even knew from fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry walking down the street who are now telling him what to do.
Yeah.
So now that that Fox is paying them all this money, they might have a say in what goes on the show.
Yep.
And both deals are huge. That's not minimize USA's fucking deal.
And Kev, right now we're in another brand split, and that's probably going to go away too. Because let me tell you something, if Fox goes, hey, why the fuck isn't Brock Lesnar on this episode? He's a Raw talent. Fuck you. He's a SmackDown talent for $1 billion.
See, that's going to be now, like, this is the first time I think forever. And I'm not talking about like the old, like, you know, syndicated shows. Like, you know, you had Wrestling Challenge on Fox and you had,
yeah, but those were all Cindy shows.
Right. And you had All American on USA. This is now two major shows run by two completely or controlled, for lack of a better word, by two competing networks.
Yeah.
So now USA said, or Comcast, Universal, NBC said,
yeah,
listen, we don't want SmackDown. Do with it what you want. So they don't really have a leg to stand on in terms of what can happen on the other show. But like they can be like, hey, bro, wait, what are you sending Brock Lesnar to SmackDown on Fox for?
Yep. Which to me says bye-bye brand split again.
Yes.
It's going to have to happen.
Agreed with that. 100%. And I never thought about your point about the super matches on the network being saved for SmackDown and Raw now.
They're going to have to. They pretty much... They're
but
pretty
don't,
much...
We, don't we kind of get that now anyway?
Nah. All right.
What, outside of the greatest Royal Rumble, what is another like special attraction
WWE Network special that people like have clamored for?
Well, I mean, any of the other pay-per-views.
Well, this is not WWE. This is more NXT, but like the...
Yeah, but that's... So you know what coincides with the pay-per-views, you know what I'm saying?
You know what, like, this will make NXT a hotter commodity on the network, probably. Like, it'll make them step up their game if... Not that they really need to, because they're fucking amazing.
And it's going
to
be 6 hours. 6 hours. Dude, we cry every week that Raw should be 2. We're going in the opposite direction.
We're not going anywhere.
Well, we're not.
Yeah.
What if they use, like, what if they are doing the 3 hours so they can do 205 Live beforehand?
Oh, they're never going to do that. I'll tell you right now, Fox will be like, what is this shit? We're paying for SmackDown. We're not paying for 205 Live.
Yeah, but they're not paying for 205 Live.
But no,
they won't have control over how they structure their live events.
Yeah, when they put 205 October 2019 for, like, say, the 8 o'clock hour. And
oh,
the rating,
no, I don't think it'll be on TV.
And the ratings come in, and it's like a 0.2, and they go, what the fuck is this?
Well, how many people are home on a fucking Friday night to watch wrestling?
Well, then why would they pay $1 billion to have it for five
first
fucking
of all,
years?
If you jump from a cable station to an over-the-air network station, you're guaranteeing at least another point in the ratings. So, like, 205 Live wouldn't do fucking .0 whatever on Fox.
You don't know.
If it was on Fox. Sometimes you know. And even on a Friday night, which is considered the worst night.
Sometimes you know, Tony.
That's right.
We're never getting through this episode, though.
Sometimes you know.
Friday night is typically the worst night of the week for television.
Yeah.
So,
but
if they're going to over the air TV, which is Fox, not FS1 or not FX, then their numbers will jump, which will make them even more valuable after this contract is over.
You think they're going like on national TV? You think they're going to be network broadcast?
If it's Friday, yes. If it's Tuesday,
that makes sense because what is Fox programming right now on Fridays?
Who the fuck knows?
I have no idea either.
I don't know what they put on all the time, other than like Sunday animation.
Yes,
domination?
The animation block. That's
is
it.
That still it?
Yeah,
is that still a thing?
Do they still have Bob's Burgers on there? Because I know they're all over fucking Adult Swim. It's still Family Guy. It's still The Simpsons.
No idea.
Oh, they got rid of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That was part of it.
That's on NBC now.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
So it's and this is something that I kind of wanted to bring up too now, and I might be thinking way too deep into this and without having the knowledge or the experience to talk about it, is that with all this money being thrown around, why do you think someone like New Japan or some new owner or some billionaire somewhere, like some oil guy or Mark Cuban or Ted Turner, wants to get back into wrestling and get on a real network? Do you think that's possible, or could this lead to the early stages of a new, I guess, Monday Night Wars with another company, possibly? Or is that way down? I'm not saying tomorrow.
Well, I mean, you're on a point. It could be a situation where, like back in the 90s, like once one wrestling company hits, then everybody wants in on it.
Right.
Which is why you have the huge influx.
And
of,
if you're like Ted Turner, you're sitting at home and like you just saw that Vince McMahon got $1 billion for 5 years.
Oh, he's fucking done, dude.
No, but I'm just saying. I get your point. Mark Cuban, fine. Mark Cuban is at home.
I don't understand why his name always comes up.
Who?
Because those are the only two like real rich people I know, like that are.
Oh, you know
Ted
them.
Turner and Mark Cuban.
Or know of, like that would have any involvement in wrestling at all.
What if fucking Mark Zuckerberg decided to open a wrestling?
Fine, Mark Zuckerberg.
Here's the problem.
Oh boy,
with TV so fucking expensive that there's only
TVs
so many
are like less than $200.
Don't be an asshole.
A little late for that.
For you to invest all this money, you're essentially, it's almost like going to the casino. You're going to lose it all.
Not necessarily.
But then if you put your product together.
But it's easier for someone like an MLW to get like a local TV deal or Capital Wrestling or House of Glory to do stuff on Twitch. Like regular TV, I don't even have fucking cable anymore. Like I won't pay for cable. So like, but unless you're under the WWE banner, I don't see anybody else trying to run up against them.
But it's hard to validate your point when, again, WWE's established product, but they just got $1 billion.
That because it's the WWE.
Agreed. But now, if someone comes along like that has the reputation of, again, these are the only two names that come to my head. So Cuban, Turner, Zuckerberg, fuck them. Fuckerberg.
Dude, in the 90s.
So if they have a TV, say, listen, WWE just got this. This is what we could do for your station. This is what we could do for fucking, I don't know, what's another? Spike TV again, for whatever it is. Ugh. Paramount Network. This is what we can do for you. We can get you, and they get them to pay for it, and they get to add revenue in return. I don't think it's that far-fetched.
Yeah, but you have to have something that's established.
And that's why I'm saying it's not going to happen tomorrow.
And you have to have who is worthy of changing the channel to watch this product versus the WWE.
All I'm saying,
you're gonna start from zero, or you're gonna have some weird small independent company. Like, where's the catch? Where's the name? Who's Hulk Hogan?
There's the legwork now. You get lucky and timing. Say Cena, right? Part timer, soon going into movies, just like Hogan was in 92. Say again, hypothetical. Mark Cuban goes to John Cena. Hey, I will pay you this much for this many dates to be on my product instead of Vince McMahon's. And he just offers him the amount of money that he just can't turn down. There's your guy.
Yeah, look, it's happened. Hogan did it.
And everyone says wrestling is cyclical. So I'm just saying the stars have to align. A lot of shit has to go down.
I just think the
money to be made, if they shelled out $1 billion for 5 years, they're not stupid. They're not going to lose. Like, they're going to make money.
But somebody has to see this as having a chance of succeeding. I don't know if that's necessarily possible, even in the next couple of years. That's a tough nut to crack.
I think the only company that can even be close to doing something like this is New Japan.
I agree with you.
Because the new guy came out and said he wants to run against the WWE. Their new president or owner or whatever he is. I saw an article last week.
There was a thread in one of the rant chats or whatever, and I mentioned that New Japan has the least legwork to do if they want to be. They just have to move everyone to US, I guess.
They don't essentially,
but if you want to, not, I guess you don't. But if you want to do a live fucking Monday night show, or again, you don't have to do it that way. I'm just saying, what if this All In stuff? Okay, take the All In thing. What if someone sees that All In sold out, fucking this fucking arena in a half hour? That becomes there's your base. And then that becomes your core, and then John Cena gets free on the fucking market, and you bring him in.
Or, I saw a report today, CM Punk was allegedly backstage at the All In press conference.
Yeah. All right, so Punk. I don't think he's quite Hogan, or Cena, but Cena gets the eyeballs, Punk will get
some. You don't think Punk would get a lot of eyeballs,
They would sell out arenas and stadiums every state they would go to. Would that be enough to solidify a TV deal as opposed to Cena?
No. There's very few names that'll solidify a
Cena's
TV deal.
That name. Or if you convince The Rock,
Hogan was that name. The Rock, Austin. I'd put Cena up there. Absolutely. Everybody else is just kind of like they're a great supporting cast. No matter who you pick.
Yeah.
Triple H. He may be the COO and all that bullshit.
He wouldn't be it.
He's only a great supporting cast member.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
I agree with that.
So, again, this is so out of the realm of, like, possibility, but it's just, like, in terms of, like, everything happening at once to happen within the next 5 years. But I don't think it's, crazy.
Here's,
in theory.
Here's ultimately the big question. Is wrestling that hot of a commodity? It's not. It's
clearly
really
it
not.
Is. It's hard to argue that when you just see what just happened
on a nationwide.
But again, that's an established WWE.
And some people would say the WWE isn't wrestling; it's entertainment.
Yeah,
like there's some people that put that. Like, I saw someone say, "Like, how are they getting this much money when the product is so bad?" You have to realize that the product isn't being marketed to 30-something-year-old men.
Of course.
Yeah, and so this way, if you're getting pissed off about the fucking remake of the Thundercats, it's the same fucking logic, people. Jesus Christ.
The Thundercats was never really that good. Let's be just like Full House.
Yeah.
And
you go back and you watch a lot. I watched Ninja Turtle cartoons from back in the day.
How about He-Man? Was He-Man ever really a good cartoon?
I don't think so.
Dude, I was watching old Woody Woodpeckers just because I was bored, and one of the things that came up was Woody Woodpecker shot somebody through the TV and killed them. This was on a fucking, like, midday cartoon getting home from school, by the way.
Oh, yeah, those cartoons were awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome, but they don't fucking hold up. Like, you look at them now, you're like, what the fuck were we watching?
Dude, I love those. Are you kidding me? I love those cartoons. Those cartoons are awesome.
I was more of a Bugs Bunny guy.
Those were great, too.
When he used to fucking dress in drag and fucking Elmer Fudd would be like, ah, ah, ah.
You're fucking twisted, dude.
Rabbit season. Duck season. One of the greatest lines. Shoot him now. Shoot him now. You keep out of this. He doesn't have to shoot you now. Well, I say he does have to shoot me now, and he shoots him in the face. Ah, I hate you.
So what else you got over there on your
okay.
Store?
Are we done? Are we exhausted with that?
I don't know if we've exhausted. I just think we need to see what else comes out and where it goes.
We'll be coming back.
Three hours seems like a lot of time.
All right, well, let's leave Tom McGee off to the side for a minute.
Who the fuck is Tom McGee?
No. I got another important note that I saw. PW Insider, Mike Johnson's own.
Yeah, my man, Pots of Pants.
Reporting that after June 17th, all pay-per-views will be extended to 4 hours with a pre-show starting at 6. This is what they had sent out in a press release to the international markets.
Tasty.
So the fact that it hasn't been made aware of here doesn't change the fact that they're alerting the people overseas that this is the change that's coming. So now every pay-per-view, every network special is going to be 5 fucking hours.
Give it to me, baby.
5 hours.
Nah, you don't count that pre-show bullshit.
No, that counts to, well, even 4 hours for a regular fucking show, dude. That's insanity.
I like it.
It's insane.
Give it to me.
Hold on. First of all, you can't say you like it because you don't watch it live because you're never around.
Doesn't mean I don't watch it.
Yeah, but you can fast forward through shit if you're not watching it live.
I don't.
You watch all those cheese dick commercials and shit like that.
Oh, the commercials, yeah.
You watch Sam Roberts stutter for 20 minutes because he doesn't know what fucking pay-per-view.
But even if you watch it live but not live, like say like it's in match two.
Well, if it's not live, then it's not live.
No, I get what he means. Like he shows up at 7:30 and
I start from the beginning. I can't fast forward through shit.
I don't know. I've never tried.
Because he's trying to catch up to the live feed. I get that. I mean, I get that. So, yeah. So, 6 p.m. start times. Oh, all right. You know what? Go ahead. The difference is
if it was compelling TV and compelling storylines and good stuff, we wouldn't be complaining about the length of the shows.
I'm not complaining about it now.
I don't know, dude. Even the good shit that New Japan puts out, them fucking shows are long as shit, dude. They're long as shit. Come on, dude.
But I don't mind that because I enjoy the New Japan product more than the WWE product.
Which is fine, but you have the luxury of pressing the pause button. What if you're some fucking schmuck that's sitting there at the live crowd going, oh my God, when is this shit
going
to end?
You know going into it. People that...
Doesn't make it any easier.
But you know, people that go to WrestleMania and stand for 8 hours or sit or do what... You know, in the last 3 years, the length of WrestleMania has become a bit ridiculous.
So how do you get prepared for that?
I don't know if you can prepare for that.
Well, there you go. That's the problem.
You drink a lot of fucking Red Bull? I don't know.
Give me a fucking 20-minute intermission.
You bring a seat cushion?
You've done that shit?
No, I've never. Sometimes I've thought about it.
You know, sometimes my ass will fall asleep depending on the airplane that I'm sitting in. Like the airplane
I brought them to Jets games, and those are not nearly as long.
It's fucking awful. The fucking seats.
Comfy. They're comfortable.
No, the cushion,
4 hours
sure.
is a long time.
Plus another hour for pre-show bullshit. Then they wonder why nobody's there when Kalisto's fucking going for the 205 title. Because nobody fucking wants to sit there for an extra hour.
Well, people walked out at the main event of Backlash in Newark.
I don't blame them, dude. The fucking thing was going on until 11:30 in fucking Newark on a Sunday. Get the fuck out of Dodge, dude.
Look, times are changing.
All right.
They don't need to accommodate the cable providers and that window that they have. They have their own network. They can do whatever they want. You want to leave early, you're the schmuck. You paid to be there.
I don't give a fuck. Beat the traffic.
I hate that beat the traffic shit.
Fuck that, dude. You know how great it was beating the traffic when The Rock was fucking around with Cena in a piss poor match at WrestleMania?
That's weak sauce, bro.
Can't believe you left awesome. During that.
I can. Him and Eddie are fucking gay.
Do you want bad news or even worse news first?
Oh, please. Let's go
with... I want
with,
fake news first.
Let's
but
go
we're not
with,
getting that.
Wish it was
I know
news.
What your really bad news is.
Okay. Do you want to do that? And then we can go to Tom Magoo?
Because I don't. Kevin probably knows what it is too.
I don't know what it is. The real
really?
Bad news.
Yeah, go ahead, Tony. Give it to him.
Well, 2 weeks ago, Matt Capitelli's wife.
Oh,
yeah. She posted on Instagram or Facebook? Yeah, it was a picture on Instagram. Yeah, unfortunately, Matt suffered from glioblastoma about a decade ago. He had a tumor in his brain, which he had sexful. Jesus fucking wow. Christ.
Do you that have tumor fucking, got him laid.
Ooh,
you,
have a, fuck.
You have a tumor on your fucking brain?
That's not funny.
It'll get you laid.
He had success. His
Can you not say successful?
No. Say it for me.
Successful
surgery to remove the tumor, but unfortunately it returned late last year and he's been undergoing treatment. He had surgery to remove 90% of the tumor that exists now, but unfortunately the remaining 10% is up against his brainstem. And just 2 weeks ago, they decided to stop his treatment. So he finished his treatment, trying to stay comfortable, trying to stay in good spirits, hoping for the best. If you want to help out, he's got tons of fucking bills to deal with from all these medical procedures and surgeries. You go to GoFundMe.com/Matt's Biggest Battle, all one word. Fucking terrible for the poor guy, dude. That's a rough one. That's fucking rough. Going through the same shit from 10 years ago and finding out that it's too close to do surgery on. I don't even know why you're looking at shrimp tacos at Red Lobster.
This could be... his new thing.
Oh, no.
Like, Bad News Tony. Last week, it was the Just Incredible News. This week, it's...
Matt. I don't like doing this, dude. This is not something that I want to bring back to the show every week.
I mean, you're doing it, though. What's your other... All right, so that's...
Well, Matt Capitelli, as we all know, is one of the finalists for Tough Enough the same year that Johnny Mundo won.
Season 3,
John Morrison. He's fucking 38 years old, dude. It's He's awful. 38. Fucking terrible.
Yeah, I watched that original show on MTV all through its existence, and I fucking him and Morrison were easily the two best.
And he's a fucking talented guy show. Too, man.
And there's I don't know if there's many stuff or matches of him actually on WWE. I know there's probably a bunch of OVW stuff, but he has a couple good matches on Sunday Night Heat where Velocity where he teams with Morrison. In matches, I think against the Basham brothers. I think it was around that time. Not sure, but yeah, it's absolutely fucking heartbreaking because every time we had Morrison on, from the original stuff at PWS to his show promoting his
Lucha,
his DVD, Air Bud,
the one with the dog,
Air Bud or whatever it was. We always ask him about Matt Capitelli because that's how big of a fan we were of his or are of his. I am, at least I can say that, but it sucks. So hope he finds some sort of way to maybe this thing just goes away on its own.
That's what they're hoping for,
like a miracle,
or just goes into remission and he could at least get some quality of life back.
Man, what is this?
And now we segue into something a little less depressing.
Are you kidding me? I just looked up the fucking picture. It's horrifying.
What?
What you're going to talk about?
Tits McGee.
Tom McGee, for those of you who are unfamiliar, was once the strongest man in the world. He competed in the 82, 83, and 85 World Strongest Man contest. He won the Defy Mark 10 Canadian Nationals in 1988 and won the 10 Challenge International 3 years in a row from 84, 85, 86. He got into professional wrestling through Stampede, trained by Stu Hart in the early 80s, and made his debut in the WWF against Bret Hart and won in 1986.
Holy shit. Kevin, can you get me another drink?
Well, I'm just trying to get you up to date on Tom McGee.
Oh, my God. Don't Google pictures of Tom McGee's face, please.
He was actually starred in the film Stone Cold, starring Brian Bosworth. There you go. He was a trainer at Gold's Gym in Venice Beach, brother. And unfortunately, last week, he was involved in an assault in front of his house in Mar Vista, California, where he got into an argument with someone over a parking space and was blindsided, bludgeoned, and beat up by 6 guys. And unfortunately, unlike Shawn Michaels, these were 6 legit guys. He suffered kicks and punches. He suffered a broken jaw. Wait, I have it here. It's fucking terrible. He had a broken eye socket, broken jaw, suffered a concussion. A witness at the scene called it an attempted murder and said that if it hadn't been broken up, Tom McGee would have wound up dead. It's fucking terrible. Please do not Google the picture of him that was released by the press. Please don't. As of right now, we know of 2 gentlemen that are both 20 years old that were arrested for the incident. It's fucking terrible. How you could do that to another human being is just fucking awful. And yet you fucking tweeted it, you fucking ghoul.
Look,
holy shit.
So you mentioned Tom McGee before.
I mean, if you saw him in WWF at that time, you'd recognize him.
I looked up his images. Oof, yeah, man.
It's fucking bad.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. Tom McGee he's seen better days, Kevin. Hasn't Tom McGee seen better days, Kevin? Yes. No. You see the damage that was?
Yeah, I saw this. I've seen it.
Oh, he's seen it. Look at this. Kevin knows all about Tom McGee, huh?
Yeah, fucking... it was some jabronis jumped him over a parking space in front of his house or something.
Holy moly, free holies.
He would have died if his neighbors didn't come help him.
Yeah, that's
Tommy McGee.
Jesus, man.
If my name was Pete, what would Kevin's name be?
Da, 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 da,
Pete?
Da, da, da.
Yeah.
Me and Tommy McGee.
Repeat.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh, yeah. All right, do
you Tommy McGee. Holy shit.
It's fucking terrible, dude.
I can't unsee that.
Terrible Tommy McGee.
That's rough, man. How did
me and Tommy McGee?
How does one do that to another human being?
Well, it wasn't just one; it was six people.
I understand.
People are fucking animals, dude.
Holy moly!
We treat fucking animals with more respect than we treat human beings. You know how many times I'm walking in the city and some jack off has his dog on a 20-foot leash and he won't fucking move the dog over so I can walk normally on the sidewalk? Fuck people. People are awful, except for you guys. You guys.
God, it's all about you, huh?
You want to take a quick break before we have Max Caster call in?
Me and Tommy McGee. Yes, let's take a break.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking. Actually, we'll do a quick round of plugs maybe, and then we'll do Max. Why do I keep calling him fucking Tom McGee, Kevin?
We got like 10 minutes.
Holy shit. That's all right.
Yeah, well, the plugs take forever.
Yes, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Here's your chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and click on your country's banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and a portion of your purchase will support us. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried fresh food, easy to prepare, and absolutely delicious, go to shiningwizards.com and click on the Blue Apron banner to save $30 off your first order. If you like wrestling videos, visit shiningwizards.com and click on the IVP videos banner. Shop as usual, pay great low prices, and once again, a portion of your purchase will support the show. If you like great wrestling t-shirts designed for all of us, visit Collar and Elbow at collarandelbowbrand.com, where wrestling fashion meets street passion. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your order. For all your lucha gear needs, visit luchashop.com. Once again, use the code WIZARDS at checkout to save 10%. The High Spots Wrestling Network offers over 2,000 hours of video content every month. Go to highspotswrestlingnetwork.com and use the code WIZARDS at checkout for your first month free. If you're interested in great lucha crates, visit our friends at luchaloot.com. Use the code WIZARDS at checkout and save 10% off your first crate. If you want wrestling shirts from today's brightest and biggest stars, visit Bottom Line Merch at bottomlinemerch.com. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them at Zubaz.com and don't forget to check out their lucha masks. If you're interested in starting a podcast, doing some designs for social media, or anything else that requires some technical savvy, visit our friend Brian Thompson at GauntletCreative.com. Support those who support us, the Shining Wizards.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back.
join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Just when you thought I was out, they pulled me back in. That's right, it's your boy Gino Guts, and I'm back. Every other Wednesday, we're dropping a drink with Gino. What do you hear? What do you say? Only one way to find out. That's right here on the Shining Wizards Network and a B-plus player radio.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No. It's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B-plus Player Radio Network.
And it's time for Matt's world famous pluggerinis.
Can you turn it
down? Yeah, let me turn down Steve Blackman.
That's real loud.
Sorry.
All right. We're going to throw out some federations, promotions, wrestling companies that we support, and we would like you to just check them out, give them a follow on social media, Google them on your Google machine, and check out these promotions. There we go. WrestlePro.
Hi!
WrestlePROonline.com. They have a show coming up June 8th. They just announced Rob Van Dam will be there, Katie Forbes, all-in match, Madison Rayne and MJF take on Brandi Rhodes.
Woo-hoo!
And Flip Gordon.
They announced it.
Oh, yes.
Brandi Shitlocker Rhodes.
So, Brant, why?
Because she's got a nice shitlocker, dude.
I don't... That's very disrespectful to
her. Her hiney. She's got
I understand, but you could just say shit... Could you say Heine? No one ever refers to it as a shit locker.
Jesus!
Yeah, fucking Jesus is right. Jesus Christ. Create a Pro, CreateAProWrestling.com. Thy Kingdom Come June 9th at the Sports Arena. 6 o'clock doors, 8 o'clock bell time. WWE Hall of Famer Jerry the King Lawler will be action, plus James Ellsworth.
You should go. He might have a heart attack.
Katrina Lee Waters, Teddy Hart,
Katarina.
MJF. Oh, Katarina, sorry.
Jesus.
Yeah, and Kevin Matthews, plus tonight's guest, Max Caster of the Shook Crew, him and Bobby Orlando, and Bryce Donovan will be there. So go to CreateAProWrestling.com to check that out. Smash Wrestling, Smash-Wrestling.com. They have a lot of good things coming up, a lot of tapings for the Fight Network. Check them out at Smash-Wrestling.com. Standalone Wrestling, StandaloneWrestling.com. Boardwalk Beatdown, Saturday, August 25th.
Are we going to that?
Atlantic City. I don't know. They have Goldberg. They have Sting. They have the Bullet Club. StandaloneWrestling.com is the website. Check them out. On Point Wrestling, OPWrestling.com. Check them out. They're doing some great things down there in South Jersey. House of Glory Wrestling, HOGWrestling.net. June 9th, House of Glory's Temperature Rising at the New York City Arena in Jamaica, Queens.
Jamaican me wrestle!
Jeff Jarrett in the house, Ultimo Dragon, Sonny Ono, and many more. Go to HOGWrestling.net for your tickets and your information. Pro Wrestling Magic, WrestlingIsMagic.com. They just had the 4th annual Casamento Cup, the all-ladies tournament, and I'm sure they have some big things coming up in June. Battle Club Pro, BattleClubPro.com, May the Queen Reign this Saturday night.
106 Bergen Avenue in Richfield Park, New Jersey. You'll get to see Mia Yim, Tessa Blanchard, Jessica Havoc, Jordan Grace, Rachel Ellering, Kira Hogan, and so many more. Go to BattleClubPro.com. Capital Wrestling, CapitalWrestling.com. June 2nd, The Gray Album, 301 Garden Street, Hoboken, New Jersey. You'll see your favorite Capital Wrestling superstars, Matt McIntosh, Sonny Kiss, and many, many more. Wrestling Has a Tomorrow. WrestlingHasATomorrow.com is the website. They announced their next show coming up in the month of June. Go to WrestlingHasATomorrow.com for all your information. I was not supposed to be here tonight, so I didn't do any research on any of the plugs, and I apologize.
Sorry, you don't have to apologize, bro.
Okay, I God's take back my apology.
Apologize.
We have Max Caster calling in a couple minutes to talk about his appearance last night on Monday Night Raw and what's going on in Creator Pro, CZW, the Shook Crew, and much more. Tony, you got any little tidbits over there? You were very happy that you said you watched some wrestling that we didn't watch.
Yeah, but I can't get into the there's a big one that I watched. It was actually a like weekly television program, but there's one that I can get into that I watched today.
Okay.
May 30th, 67 years ago, 1951, Luthez defending his
Hold on.
No, this is not the main, this is the appetizer.
You don't want to talk about Randy Savage, who passed 7 years ago on May 20th. 7 or 8 years ago, I'd have to Google it.
No, you don't even know. You're bringing information to the show.
But
you want to
talk
idea.
About fucking Luthez. Seriously.
Yeah, seriously.
Does anyone give a shit about
Luthez?
Well,
then why would you ask me for news and tidbits if you don't want to care about Luthez?
So you decided.
I didn't decide anything.
You decided when you were taking notes or doing whatever you do over there, out of everything in the world of professional wrestling, you wanted to talk about Luthez.
Yeah.
All right. Please put us to sleep.
Okay. It was Luthez defending his World Heavyweight Championship in a 2 out of 3 falls match against Ray Gunkel at the world famous Sportatorium in Dallas, Texas. This is pre all your fucking Von Erich boys as well.
No, and
they had a sold out show, 7,000 people. It was a good fucking match. Fucking Luthez is a cheating son of a bitch.
Stories,
oh, fuck you.
Here's a good idea.
All right, you want to do this? All right, let's do this.
Fucking bullshit!
So
you have AIDS.
What? I don't understand the premise of your story.
There is no story. I just want to tell everybody that I watched some old classic wrestling. It was a good match. You know how Ray Gunkel won the first fall?
Of course. Who doesn't?
A fucking body slam. You want to know how Luthez won the second fall? You'll never fucking guess what move he used to win the second fall.
Is Gunkel Finkel? Finkel is Gunkel?
Yes.
Ah.
That's Einhorn, stupid. So you want to guess how Luthez won the second fall? You want to guess. 1951. What
back,
move?
Backslide.
No.
Hurricane Rana.
Arm drag.
A fucking powerbomb. He fucking powerbombed Ray Gunkel. And the fucking doctor at ringside would not let Ray Gunkel compete in the third fall because he was concussed and fucking hurt by the powerbomb that he used to win the second fall. How fucking great of a finish is that? 1951, he used a fucking powerbomb.
So you are more inclined to watch wrestling from 70 years
I'm trying
ago.
To expand my horizons, you fucking dolt.
How long were these awful, awful matches?
This was 42 minutes.
42 minutes. Well,
they cut out the time in between falls. Like, in between falls, they go back to the locker room. They fucking, you know, they rest up for a minute or two.
That's fucking stupid, too.
It was good, dude. It was good. You would think, like, half hour Hammerlock, which, you know, for the most part it was. But the fucking sequences going into the falls were pretty damn good. Fucking, like, reversals, bridge outs, like fucking Ricky Steamboat used to do with the roll-throughs and shit.
I've never been inclined to watch anything pre the year I was born.
Okay. Well, I watched some other stuff, but we're waiting for Max Caster to call in. I don't want to get in too involved in that.
All right, go for it.
Really?
Shoot him a message now.
Guess which wrestling I watched on Saturday.
Impact.
I watched CMLL Lucha Azteca from the Arena Mexico. It was fucking amazing. It was amazing. It was something called the Torneo La Gran Alternatica. So get this, right? There's 8 tag teams.
Please enlighten us.
There's 8 tag teams, right? Okay. And half of the guys from the tag teams, like one guy from each team, is in a battle royal to start the show. And the order they're eliminated is the order that the tag teams are seeded for a tournament, right? And the, all right, there's a lot of guys in here you're probably going to like. I mean, you might know a few of them. Ultimo Guerrero was in there. Universo 2000 Jr. was in there. But the one guy that you all should know goes by the name Carístico. Anybody know who Carístico is?
Is that Sin Cara?
Yes, it is! The former Místico and the former Sin Cara, and he wears the same fucking mask, which is great. So it was pretty cool, dude. There was a fat guy called Craneo, and he wears this big purple outfit. He's like the Mexican man version of Nia Jax. He was fucking awesome. He was doing sentons and splashes and shit. I did that for you, sir.
That was a low blow.
I mean, it was cool stuff. Like, a lot of, like, lucha, I just watch it, and I just kind of giggle at it because it's a little silly. But some of the guys are really talented, and some of the tag matches are really well done. The finale was Carístico, who was fucking, you know, what's his name? And Star Jr.
Are you purposely trying to sound, like, blatantly racist, or is that just the way you say Carístico?
No, his name is Carístico. Carístico. It's not Kalisto, you dildo.
Kalistico. Kaleidoscope.
They lost to the team of Templario and Ultimo Guerrero in the final, and it was a really fucking good. Here's something else that I learned watching tag team wrestling in CMLL. It's elimination, but it's not like a big deal when somebody gets eliminated. Like, there'll be matches where the two Rudos, say, both get, like, pinned within a minute of each other, and then the match is over. And then other times, like, one good guy will get pinned, and then a minute later, one of the bad guys will get pinned, and then a minute later, like, one of the other guys will get pinned, and that'll be it. So they're elimination, but they don't even make a big deal out of it. Like, they don't ring the bell and say, so-and-so's eliminated, now it's two-on-one. It's like, no, boom. And once one guy loses a fall, the other two falls happen quick. So you know the match is going to end pretty much immediately. It's not a situation where it's two-on-one for 20 minutes, you know?
All right.
It was very good, dude. And this was all in an hour.
Where did you find this? Where did you find this again?
8 wrestling matches in an hour. I think the channel was called Azteca. It's on Comcast. I'll look it up real quick. I'll look it up real quick if I could figure out how to get rid of Tom McGee's picture from my computer.
Tom McGee will never leave forever. You.
Matt, do you have any news and notes that you want to
Enzo Amore.
Is back?
He was not. No charges were pressed against him. They didn't have enough evidence. So he...
no jizz in her hair.
Oof.
He is clear and free.
He's a free man?
Yeah.
Free man.
That free Enzo campaign.
No. Oh, he's going to have a party in New York on Monday at 9:15, actually.
Really? Get out of here.
Yeah, in Times Square. He's going to have a party to thank everybody for supporting him. Now, question. Have you heard of anybody that supported this fucking guy? Because I sure didn't. Go ahead.
I mean, support's a strong word.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that.
You support the process. You don't support. Like, you support, like, the criminal justice system either bringing charges or not.
Yeah, but were people going, oh, we want the criminal justice system to bring Enzo Amore to justice? Like,
it's a big popular
possible.
Chant.
I mean, look, it's. This is, you kind of see like the theme, like with the Rich Swann and the Michael Elgin, and they were all, none of them have been proven guilty.
Or even brought to charges.
Right. So.
I thought that shit got dropped against Michael Elgin as well.
It did.
That's right.
It did. And the Rich Swann thing is, you know, it was just a misunderstanding.
Oh, he's going to be wrestling on Impact soon. Rich Swann.
Is he? Yeah, I think
he
so.
Was backstage. I know that. Did he?
They're changing his name though.
Was he at a taping where they were doing?
I don't know, dude.
Taping?
Like, you know the logo they show, like with Fala Ba's picture, and like they have his name.
I think
and shit?
That was the thing too. He was working for a promotion where they were doing an Impact taping there. That doesn't necessarily mean.
I thought I already got signed though.
It's possible.
They gave him a name.
So me and Kevin had a pretty in-depth conversation when this whole Enzo thing came out, and you know, nobody's right and nobody's wrong. You know, from the WWE side, you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, but dude,
that's a huge allegation. Unfortunately, it fucked this guy's life up.
Listen, he did it. He didn't do it. I'll say he didn't do it just because there was no evidence against him. But you can't fucking put yourself in that situation when you're in that position in life, dude.
100%. And that goes back to the conversation we had earlier with the guys aren't driving and drinking a 30-pack and going out afterwards.
Yeah, and they're not starting fights with 6 guys over a parking space.
Look, fuck. Sometimes you got to fuck. I know. His fucking dick kicked in.
Kevin, real quick, Azteca America. It's available, I know, on Xfinity. That's the channel that it's on. I think it's on Saturdays around 4.
Is it on demand?
I don't know because I DVR'd it. So gotcha. I got it on my stream on my phone, so it's on my DVR. But
so Enzo's free and clear.
Yes.
Impact would be dumb not to bring him in, right?
I don't know about Impact, but Kevin, the hotline is a ringing.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now on the Shining Wizards hotline, he was the first ever create a pro heavyweight champion of the world. He's one third of the Shook crew, and most recently you saw him. Or a variation of him on Monday Night Raw last night. Ladies and gentlemen, Max Caster is with us.
Woo!
What's going on, Max?
Woo. What's up?
Dude, I've actually kind of wanted to have you on for a while with your association with Create a Pro, and you know, we're pretty tight with the guys over at
Create a
Pro.
He's lying, Max.
No, I'm really not. But you know, there's so many guys you want to have on, and he was on the short list. It's just tough because you live out in New York, right?
Yeah, I'm on Long Island.
Yeah, so it's tough.
Well, let me apologize for that right off the bat, sir.
Oh, dude, I love Long Island.
You only love Long Island because Stallion lives out there. That's why.
No. Where in Long Island are you from?
I'm from Rockville Center.
RVC, nice, baby.
Yeah, kid.
Nice bar town I'm sure you guys are familiar with.
I am, man. Because all my roommates in college were from, like, Massapequa Park and...
you know Mac Park?
And Hewlett and somewhere else, I don't even know. But let's get right into it, man. Awesome experience for you last night. A great opportunity to do something a little unique. but when the opportunity knocks, you don't run away. So talk about, for those who don't know, what exactly you were into last night.
Yeah, so last night I got a call about a week ago and they said, oh, Sami Zayn needs some goons to help beat up Bobby Lashley, and you're never going to believe how he wants you guys to dress. And so the plan was explained to me, dress as women, go out there, pose as his sisters, and then we pounce on Bobby Lashley when it's time to attack. We tried that. Bobby Lashley is obviously a huge person and a legit tough fighter. A great MMA record and legitimately one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. So him walking into the ring, like you see a guy that big and that legit and you're like, you know, oh crap, I have to fight this guy. But him being one of my favorite wrestlers, I'm like, oh man, this is a cool moment. Just so I knew I was going to get beat up. But these other guys weren't so tough, not as tough as me. So I didn't have any backup. I knew I was going to get beat up, but it was cool doing it because he is certainly one of my favorite wrestlers. I love Bobby Lashley.
Now, Max, this is Shining Wizards Matt here. Bobby Lashley is a bitch, first and foremost. I'm just going to go out and say that. I've been calling him out for years, and he's been dodging me. So I just want to – I don't know if you listen to the show. You probably don't, which is good for you.
Yeah.
Now, as a man,
wait! Why are you calling out Bobby Lashley?
Look,
it's a long running gag we've had on the show for about three years.
All right, he dropped out of a WrestlePro show. He didn't work a UPWA show that was across the street from my apartment. I'm ready for Bobby Lashley. Now he's big timing me. He's in the big leagues. He don't return my tweets, my phone calls. I email his website. He wants nothing to do with me. Failure. Return to sender. But that's neither here nor there.
Yo, wait. Let me ask you real quick.
Hold on,
is that Max? Is that his picture?
That is Max right here, yes.
Yo, you look like the guy from Outkast with that wig on.
That's racist.
Thank you.
Well, that's Tony. Now, as a man who has worn a dress myself, what? I have. I lost a bet. I had to wear a dress. Did you pick out this attire or was this given to you?
You know, they had a nice, generous array of clothing for us to pick from. Some skirts, some sweaters. I'll tell you what went into my outfit.
Go for it, please.
Never cover up my arms. Never, ever. Because I have pretty nice arms.
I agree. Pretty big, pretty muscular.
I wish I was more vascular, but, you know, I'm a fat boy at heart, so it's a little tough. So you never cover up the arms. You always show the guns, and that's my big money on TV. When I show people that promo shot of me, I say, "Oh yeah, I was the guy with the arms."
Beautiful. Now, when they approach you with this idea, obviously you're not going to say no. But in your head, are you kind of just like, Are you kind of that personality that just goes along with anything if it's funny, if it's goofy, dress up and drag, this and that? Were you no problem with that at all?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's wrestling. You know, the most ridiculous things happen in wrestling, and that's why people love it, which is honestly why it's kind of weird for, you know, me to look online today and it's like, oh, what an offensive segment that was. And what, you know, how could you dress up men in drag in 2018? It's just like, you know, it's wrestling. Think about it. You know, I hate to say think about it logically, but a lot of people are thinking about it with their hearts or trying to impress somebody online. Just think about it logically. Like, this is it's a scene out of a cartoon. So, you know, you dress up the goons, you try to disguise them, then they jump on the guy that you want to beat up, and, you know, there's no big deal to it. So, yeah, you do whatever you have to do in wrestling, especially for an opportunity like that. You know, this is, you know, a huge stage, the biggest stage I've ever been on. And being out in front of however many thousand, 10,000, whatever people, that's the biggest crowd I've ever been in front of. And to me, that was more about proving something to myself where, you know, yeah, you have to have your makeup done and you have to have these girl clothes on and you have to, you know, make a big farce of the whole thing. But I went out there in front of 10,000 people and I did what I had to do. I didn't panic. I was not nervous for one second. And I can tell you that 100%. I feel more confident in myself after that than anything as a performer. So a lot of positive came out of this.
And that honestly,
a lot of positive.
That 100% came across in your delivery. And listen, I'm not going to lie to you. It was hysterical after the first sister, for lack of a better word, talked. And then you talked with the deepest baritone voice, knocking out a helmet. Dude, I lost it. Like, absolutely lost it. Did you have the intention of going in to that sounding the way that you did?
Yeah. You know, I always like to sound tough. And my voice is a little bit high. I'm a little self-conscious about that. All the tough guys have deep, gravelly voices. So I wanted to look tough in front of Bobby Lashley. So I did the deep voice, and, you know, it didn't work out. But, you know, I still stood out. So that was the big positive out of that.
Legitimate. Everything that I've been reading about the segment, I didn't come across anything that people were saying it was politically correct or
incorrect.
Well, it wasn't politically correct, so it would be politically incorrect. I got it.
Gotcha.
Anyway, what were you reading? Like what came out of that? Because I'm kind of befuddled. You figured in 2018, a couple guys wearing dresses, it's like, you know, it's like the sky being blue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, it's so weird how people take things. I myself, as a member of the Shook crew, I'm gender fluid. We're all gender fluid. So that when I go out on national TV and I'm able to represent myself and my community as a gender fluid person, that's offensive. I mean, it seems like the people who hate this segment are stuck in the 1800s. They don't understand what's real. They don't understand today's culture. So they get a little bit self-righteous and they say, oh, here you are parading these men around and labeling me as a man. You can't label me. You can't label me as a man. I'm gender fluid by design. I am everything you want to be. And I am not going to be reduced to just a man in a dress. I am an individual and I deserve more respect than that. So yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you, going back to this wearing a dress thing, again, I wore a dress because I lost a bet to my wife. Very free feeling.
Did you like that breeze?
If I had a really long skirt on,
I know what you mean. Yeah, is it freeing? Yes, I'll admit it. I will admit it right now. It is freeing wearing a skirt. Maybe I'll convert to a kilt just like Roddy Piper did to pay homage to him. Or maybe I'll just do that in regular life now that I've gotten the taste for it. I don't think I'll ever go back. It's a very freeing feeling. I'll tell you right now, I didn't have anything on under it.
So I was going to ask.
Exactly. That's where I was going to go.
Good for you. Just don't go on a trampoline like I did when I wore my dress.
And Max,
asshole friends tried to take my dress off of me.
Max, we obviously want to get to the other things you have going on in your professional wrestling career. Very busy guy. But just one more thing about this night, unless the other guys have anything for you. Just like overall, like you mentioned, it was obviously the biggest stage, not nervous. Is there anything that you get to take away from something like that that you could – because I know that you're training – you're one of the trainers now at Creative Pro. Is there anything that you could take away from last night and the opportunity that you got that you can use for yourself or to pass along to the students at Creative Pro?
You know, it's funny. We were just having a meeting about this here today with a lot of the new guys. And wrestling is a – you know, more than anything, it's you get what you put into it, and it could be on a small scale or on a big scale, but you get what you put into it. And I hope guys see that and see me on national TV. And I'm here today at training and I'm looking at all these guys and, you know, they say, oh, I want to be on WWE. I want to be a big time wrestler. And I didn't wrestle on TV. I didn't have a 5-star match on TV, but I had a really memorable moment on TV that nobody can take away from me. And even that, a lot of these guys should kill for. And I'm not sure that they would before last night. So I hope I inspire these guys. I hope that what I did last night inspired these guys in this ring. I'm looking at them right now. They're doing roles in the ring. And I hope they have this in their mind. They say, Max was on TV. They say, Max, my trainer, a guy that has taught me a lot, a guy I look up to, was on TV last night, and I want to do that. And it's taken me a long time and a lot of work to get to that point, even to just that. And I consider myself a great wrestler. Could I have gone on TV and wrestled a great match? Absolutely. But the fact that I had this opportunity, that's going to open doors for me to wrestle and show what I can do on a bigger scale and a bigger scale, get more bookings, and hopefully even more than that. So these guys, I want to inspire them. That's all I want out of this. It's not so much, oh, you know, I got more Twitter followers, more Instagram followers. It's these guys in there that work and say they want it. Do they actually want it? This is a good test for them, because if they don't want it after that, then I should probably tell them to hit the road and stop wasting your and my time.
Did you get to keep the helmet?
No, I did not want that helmet.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what was your catering experience like? What kind of food you get?
You know, I've been an extra at WWE a few times, and I always go for the chicken, whatever complex carb they have, and whatever salad they have. So a lot of times you don't end up doing much backstage at WWE, but this time we were really busy. I wish I got to eat more. It's always great. I always treat myself to a couple cookies as well. But, you know, chicken, sweet potatoes, salad, that was pretty much it. Real simple.
We are on the line with Max Caster at Caster Show on Instagram and Twitter. Max, I just put up a picture on Twitter and I tagged you in it. It's me in a dress and you in a dress, and I want everyone to chime in, and I want them to let us know who wore it better.
You're such an ass.
Because
that's
man,
awesome.
I think it looks. I could pull the dress off with the tattoos. I think, and I showed my arms. They're nowhere near as cut as Max's.
That's an understatement.
And it's an old picture, so I kind of don't look as heavy as I do now. Thanks, wife. Moving on, you're more than just your appearance on Monday Night Raw last night. Tell us about the Shook Crew, because you guys have really been running roughshod, not just in Creative Pro. You've put your footprint in CZW. What's the future hold for you guys?
Shook Crew is forever. Shook Crew is friends for life. It's so much more than just wrestling. I look at Shook Crew as something for society, something for culture, where we can go out there and we can tell the truth, and the fans have to decide, do I like that or not? Am I willing to accept that I'm a bad person, or am I going to fight this and boo this person? And a lot of times people boo us because they're not comfortable with facing the fact that maybe they're not the greatest person. Maybe their values, their morals really don't stand up to what we want today. A lot of people are old fashioned. A lot of people just lie and pretend, and they say, oh, I'm very accepting of everybody. But in reality, when you're faced with these situations in person, that's not the case at all. So that's what the Shook Crew does. Aside from making dope raps and having awesome matches every single time we wrestle, literally my mantra is main event match every time. That's what we do. Whether it's the first match on the card, the last match, the pre-show, whatever, whether we get thrown on last second, it is the main event because everybody is going to be excited for the Shook Crew. Whether it's at Creative Pro, Wrestle Pro, CZW, wherever we go, people are going to love the Shook Crew or hate the Shook Crew, but the point is they're going to react, and they're either going to have to face what's inside of them or they're going to have to externalize that towards us. And that's pretty much what we do. We get that reaction. We make sure that people understand that the Shook Crew is here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. You mentioned your raps. When did you guys start coming up with these diss tracks?
Well, I've been a self-taught rapper and producer since high school. And I have songs that I've made for myself that never go anywhere because they're just songs I put out. I've never gotten in the music business. I've never done open mics, whatever the equivalent is to, like, wrestling. You know, you start wrestling, you start training, then you meet people, then you go to bad shows, then you get slightly better shows. I've never done the music version of that. So I just have this talent to rap and make beats. And I said, hey, you know, I forget who said it, but one of us said, hey, why don't we make this song for this match that we're going to have? And, you know, it just kind of took off from there. Bryce somehow was able to rap. He's a big rap guy. And Bobby, he's a decent rapper. We're coaching him along, but he's trying his best. And he's not from that world. He didn't grow up in that world. But the fact that he can hang with us is a testament to what kind of talent he has. So those guys make the videos. I make the music, and we bring it all together. And before every big show, we put out a diss track, especially for Creative Pro. We just put one out last night called Kingdom. It's on the Creative Pro Wrestling YouTube channel. It's featuring Vince Russo, who's apparently one of the most hated people in wrestling right now. I'm not sure why, to be honest with you. I think a lot of people just like to badmouth him because it's a trendy thing to do. But we got him talking trash about CPA, one of the most beloved wrestlers in our area.
I saw
one of the most emotional wrestlers in the Northeast. And he's tearing CPA down in preparation for our match. And that's the kind of mind games, that's the kind of mental gymnastics that we play with these rap tracks. It's not about just putting out a hot track. It's about putting down our opponents. That's what we do. We put them down with these tracks, and they have to watch it. They have to see the views go up, the comments, the likes go up on these videos, and they say, wow, does everybody hate me that much? And the truth is, yeah, they do.
That's awesome. And the match he is speaking of is, of course, Creative Pro Wrestling, the Creative Pro Wrestling Academy, run by, of course, WWE superstar Curt Hawkins and one of the smartest minds in the business, Pat Buck. June 9th, 2018, Thy Kingdom Come. Shook Crew, that is Bryce Donovan and our guest Max Caster versus Kip Stevens, and CPA, collectively known as The Breakfast Club. That's going down June 9th, 2018, at the Sports Arena, 620 Middle Country Road, St. James, New York. That's Long Island, of course. And before we let you go, Matt will go through your Twitter handles and stuff, and we'll let you have anything else you need to plug. Talk about the environment at the Creative Pro, because we're a Northeast company. We're out of Jersey, podcast. So talk about the Creative Pro Wrestling Academy and why people should choose Creative Pro if they want to get into the business.
I mean, what I did last night is a pretty big reason to choose Creative Pro. I was on Monday Night Raw last night. There's a guy hanging around here. I see him in the parking lot here named MJF, who's everywhere right now. He's wrestling on pretty much every major independent promotion. He's a product of this school. our champion, Bear Bronson. He's making his way around the Northeast as a tag team and a singles guy, not to mention the trainers, Pat and Brian, two of the most knowledgeable wrestling people in the world right now, with a direct line to WWE and to a lot of independent promotions in the area. So, again, you know, wrestling is you get what you put in, but when you set yourself up in a situation like this, there's no beating it. I can think back to when I was getting ready to sign up to a wrestling school. I visited other schools and I thought, you know, this is a little bit weird. I don't know, but you know, maybe that's me being scared. Maybe that's me using my intuition. But you know, when you see Curt Hawkins and Pat Buck, two of the most respected guys, open up a school, you can't pass up that opportunity. And you know, I see guys come in and waste their opportunity here, and you know, they're gone within 2-3 months, and they don't know what they missed. And it's the guys that stick around. That's who we fight for. That's who we train. That's who we want to stay here. So if you're that person and you want to work hard, come to Create a Pro. No one's going to beat you up. No one's going to make you feel bad. We're not that kind of school. I don't know if those kind of schools exist anymore, and if they do, they're probably not successful. We don't want to scare you away. We don't want to beat some respect into you. You learn it and you learn how to wrestle. That's all you do here. You learn how to be a great wrestler. You look at all the people that come out of Create a Pro, and Curt Hawkins has, or at least he did have the Star Factory. He was the Star Factory. He made stars. He's literally making stars here at Create a Pro. 95 Engineers Drive, Hicksville, New York. This is the address of the actual Star Factory. So if that's not a commercial, I don't know what is. You could put that on the radio. You could chop that up, edit it, send it to all the big radio stations, and that's going to sell some a lot of memberships here at Create a Pro.
I tell you what's going to sell. This Shook Crew single, The Kingdom, available on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify.
Ooh. Nice.
Follow Max at Caster Show on Twitter and Instagram. He's got it pinned to his top of his Twitter page. We're going to play it. I found it on YouTube. We're going to play it at the end of the show. This Kingdom rap that him and the Shook Crew broke down.
Oh,
Matt. And I know you're at training, but our fans so far think I pulled the dress off better.
What?
I'm just telling you what. I'm just telling you the response we've gotten on Twitter so far.
That's terrible.
There's also a fat joke.
All your fans. That's fine. All your fans are racist, apparently. So
wow.
They want to say that you pulled it off better. That's too bad because they're all racist and they're exposed.
Wow, really? The race card. I did not see that coming out of you, Max.
He called me a racist 10 minutes ago. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean. Come on.
What, you got no arguments?
Although, look, they did throw some fat jokes at me, too. So, I mean,
well,
I was told.
Well, that's not nice. That's body shaming. They're body shamers, too. Racist Max, body shamers. Whoa. What kind of people listen to your show?
That's Shining Wizards Tony. You just described him to a T.
I'm no body shamer.
Really? Please.
Look, if I had your body, I'd be ashamed, too. What are you going to do?
All right.
Jeez Louise.
Max, anything you want to leave the people here before you get back to training?
No, thank you, guys. I love wrestling. I love everything about wrestling, and thank you for letting me say that to people and let them know.
No problem, man. I'll see you around Wrestle Pro or Create a Pro.
All right, be shook.
There it is.
Thanks, Max.
Max, be well, brother.
Thank you.
I think Matt thinks we're a racist show.
Max? No, Max knows you're racist.
I said he looked like the guy from fucking from Outkast. Is that racist?
I don't know, is
it's
it?
It's not, no! Why would it be? You can't say somebody looks like somebody? I think he's fucking with us.
No, he's fucking with you.
No.
Yeah.
Not me, he didn't bother me, I didn't say it.
Well, he did say our fans are racist.
Yeah, based on your picture.
What? He didn't even see the picture yet.
Yeah, he doesn't know you're wearing a white hood.
I'm not
Tony,
wearing
really,
a white
hood. Tony, really, like, bending the line.
Well... If you don't believe me, you got to go to our Twitter page, right?
Now you're doing something productive.
See?
There you go. At Wizards Podcast.
Ooh, who's that sexy chick?
That's you. That's Matt in a dress.
No, that is
Skylar. Whoa, no wonder you're winning.
That is Skylar.
What does she do for a living?
She's a wrestler.
Ooh, wow.
At Hot Scoop Skylar on the Twitter machine.
Of course she is. She's a hot scoop.
I'll hit the retweet for you, Tony, just to get some.
She's not fat like Paige either.
Holy, really? Really?
Dude, come on. I saw Paige. She was wearing like the mom jeans and the button was busting. Come on, dude.
So in the middle of that interview, just so you know, I decided I was going to fuck with Kevin.
The pre or post racist part.
In the middle, when I wanted to ask a question to promote that we put the picture
up. You knew what you were doing the whole time?
Oh, I knew what he was doing.
Look.
And then when I jumped in, he got pissed at me too and he just shook his head.
Well, listen. Go ahead and then I'll tell my side of the story.
So when we do these interviews, we all communicate through hand signals. And I just wanted to let – I was trying to push the Twitter, so I was going to say something. And then Kevin was like, I got a question. He was raising his hand. So I was like, fine. I fucking turned the mic off. I threw my headphones down. I grabbed my drink.
Yeah, well, because
– it was fucking hysterical.
And then
Matt thought
he had his opening, and I jumped in right away, and he just shook his head again.
Well, the entire time that we set this up from when we talked about it last night, that, hey, it would be cool to have Max on after his experience at Raw. Matt today was like, dude, this is all you. This interview is all you, bro. All you. So when I, God forbid, I go to ask another question, I see him flip out. I'm like, dude, you said this interview was my gig, like my thing with him.
It's just so funny watching you get flustered.
Well, because I'm very weird like that.
We know, believe me.
That's why we do it.
Yeah,
though.
Dude.
And I still don't like it.
And you still fall for it.
I do. I'm one of those people. I don't need everyone to like me, but I don't need anyone to be mad at me. Like, I don't like when people are mad at me for like stuff that I don't think I did.
We were so Kevin's doing the Dumb Fellows podcast now. So I'm not even supposed to be here today, but it's raining here in Jersey.
All right, there.
So I,
Brian,
got the pl-
Brian O'Holland.
I had the honor of being here tonight, but we were trying to work out. We're working out a schedule where we do one show on a Monday 1 week and Tuesday next week, and we were trying to work it out. And Kevin kept like saying the same thing. And finally I was like, fine, do your fucking podcast. And Kevin was like, and it went on for a bit. And then Kevin was like, fucking enough. Just fucking leave me alone. I'm trying to do something else. You know, I'm doing it this way. And then Tony's like, you know, he's just fucking with you, right?
First of all, hard to tell over text.
That's true.
Yeah,
but I feel like you spend enough time with me that I kind of really don't give a shit.
You never fuck with me that much in person. Like, you're like, you fuck with Tony and Eddie way more than you fuck with me.
Yeah, but like Matt writes to me, we should talk about the Macho Man today, and I go, fuck him, you know?
Yeah, that's not all you said.
Well.
Fucking racist.
We might have to put you on suspension.
Oh, yeah. You might have to go on a timeout.
Good. Show's in Studio B next week.
Oh, fuck.
No, not next
week.
Wait. We are making great strides.
We're live
for Kevin's birthday extravaganza, which will be June 11th.
Kevin, it's your birthday.
And you can listen live on the rant, rantdmradio.com.
We squared
that
away?
Just like you're listening tonight. What?
We squared that away?
We squared a couple things away, but there's a lot of things
no,
that work.
He's talking about the
airing on Monday. There's nothing on Monday, right?
I don't fucking know. I don't listen to the rant.
Wow. Making friends every fucking week.
I don't have fucking time.
Wow,
fuck, man.
Loud.
I barely had time to watch enough of Monday Night Raw today.
I was busy watching the fucking Lucha Stars of CMLL.
Is Max okay with everything?
Yeah.
Are you clear? Okay,
yep.
Good.
He just fucking hates you.
Yeah, no. He said, if I ever see that Shining Wizards Tony, though.
He doesn't know which one of
us
is.
He's going to get a live diss track to his face.
Oh,
for
shit.
Real? I
In
hope
face.
So.
In your face, he said.
Oh, fuck. I don't have that sound.
He listens to the show because he said it just like that.
Ooh.
In your face.
That's right.
Oh, I would have a rap off with him. Do a little rap battle.
He would destroy you.
Please.
For real?
Dude, have you guys ever watched? I mean, probably not. Just like he probably never listens to the podcast.
Right.
Dude, the guy's good, man.
All right, so you got some beats? You got beats over there? Were you going
to
rap?
Didn't we used to do this? Wasn't this a gimmick like 2 years ago where we all tried to freestyle?
Yeah, when everybody just went, oh, for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's got to come to you.
Fuck.
You got to pick like a good song, though. Like, Google like or YouTube most popular freestyle beat.
No, I'm not
beat.
Singing now. I'm looking for my song.
No, what do you mean your song?
What do you have
song.
A song?
Yeah, I got a song.
What?
I got a song to
Who
play.
Who are you?
Stop.
Jeff Jarrett?
No, don't play fucking quack like a duck, you piece of shit.
No, not
you're going to play quack like a duck, RJ.
No, I'm not going to play quack like a duck. I wish I fucking knew where this other song was.
So, Mac, am I not allowed to look at the Shining Wizards page on Twitter?
You can look at the page, but don't look at the. You can't look at the inbox.
I can't look at the notifications.
Right.
And or don't you dare even look at the emails.
You can't get
I don't go into the emails.
Good. Shouldn't start now.
All right. Ready?
Can you quack?
What the? Really?
I'm going to drop some beats.
What?
All right, Tony, prove yourself.
Is this him?
Who? No. This is
Sloppy? That's
Sloppy.
Oh, wait. Is this like. Does this has verb?
No, it's just a beat instrumental.
I'm not doing this.
I don't like this.
Drop the beat. No, it's all right. That gives him time. That's not even. What is this? What are you, fucking.
Fucking
ABBA?
DJ Len.
ABBA?
Yes, this is ABBA Dabba Doo.
What are you from fucking.
ABBA Doo!
Swiss. What is it? The Swiss House Army?
Oh, this is like an actual song. I thought you were gonna rap.
No, I'm not rapping.
All right, you're
don't
not
we have
rapping.
Shit to cover?
We do. What else do you have on your fucking notes?
Nothing.
Over
my notes are done. I went over Mexico.
Hold on.
No.
Hold
no.
on.
Fuck
hold
you.
On.
I'm
you went on a huge deal.
You had 3 pages of notes,
and all we talked about was Tits McGee,
Tim McGee,
and
Matt Capitella,
yeah,
and CMLL,
and Mike Johnson. About 3 hours of SmackDown, and the pay per views getting extended.
All right. Well, they're working this angle where Big Cass is hurt. They pulled him from a
house
show.
Because he's an asshole.
Oh, wow. All right.
They should call him Big Ass.
No, Big Castle.
There you go.
Come on, man.
That sounds more like White Castle.
That's why it's amazing.
Like, they only serve double burgers there. But they're filled with anger and stupidity instead of meat.
All right, let's see if there's any.
Do you want to talk about Impact Wrestling? We have new tag team champions.
Oh, I want to talk about. Yeah, it's going to Impact.
Wait, who? Oh, it was. Yeah, I. Oh, fuck. Who was it? God damn it.
Just hua fuck us.
Yes, hua fuck it. Hua.
Did Pro Wrestling Tees accept their new design yet?
Hua.
It's not up there yet.
Relax, Kevin. We haven't got an email that they haven't.
How long does it take usually?
It depends. They're probably busy as shit with all the all-in shit going on.
That's a good point.
Don't forget, ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards. We still have like 13 great designs.
Are we ever
going
to take any of those off, like the old ones, like for the 4 year?
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody's
all right, this is neither here nor there a conversation that we should be having on the air.
Well, this is what
we have
Kevin
you
does.
To cut us off.
All right, so last week, Impact, we got new tag champions, Tony.
Yeah, who? It was a fucking makeshift team, wasn't it?
Z and E.
Oh, wait, Zema Ion, DJ Z, and Robbie E?
No, Robbie E's not an Impact
Come
anymore.
On, man.
He's working angles where he's kidnapping Terry Reynolds' daughter.
Is she hot like Terry?
Terry
Dakota. How old's Dakota?
She's legal.
She's legal.
Oh, fuck me. Whoa. I got to Google Dakota. Talk amongst yourselves. Right,
Google Dakota.
They oh, my God. If she fucking looks like fucking Dustin.
Listen, don't put north or south in front of it. Otherwise, you're just going to get maps.
Dakota.
All right.
Stupid. Fucking
so
idiot.
DJ Z and Andrew Everett beat Eli Drake and Scott Steiner to win the Impact Tag Team titles,
that's a team with a big legacy, that tag team.
Who?
Eli Drake and Scott Steiner. When you go down in the history of all the greatest tag teams in the world, where do you put Eli Drake and Scott Steiner?
They're somewhere between the Legion of Doom and
Rock and Roll Express, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Fuck.
So they're right in between them.
Fuck yes, dude.
It'd be nice if
can
we
you
could
can
have
you
the
also get an age first before you say anything else?
Dude,
wow.
She's just to confirm that she's
a redhead. She got tig old bitties.
What? How? Get an age first before this
Mama
becomes criminal.
Gives a
no. I'm pretty sure she's
got to be right.
Look, 97 was when Pillman passed.
Yeah,
so that's 20 years ago.
All right.
She was
like a 5 year old.
5 year old.
Yeah.
Dude,
she's hot.
There ain't nothing wrong with that,
hey,
son.
Roll Tide.
All right. Ain't nothing going on but the rent here.
See, listen, if we gotta bust his balls about stealing gimmicks, we gotta hit you.
Look, I'll rip it on Roll
Just
Tide.
Make up your own Roll
oh,
Tide.
Oh shit! You know who this is?
This is
DDP's daughter. Whoa. I'm usually used to seeing her in the workout videos. God damn.
Yup.
Terry Runnels still looking good.
No, Terry Runnels does not still look good.
Oh, yeah. Woof.
DDP's daughter.
Who's that?
DDP's daughter's hot.
Yes, DDP's daughter, Brittany. Oof, Maron.
Leave off the first D.
Ooh, fuck me. Now wait. Oh wait, Dakota's making.
Oh,
the
she's got
there.
A Twitter.
Oh yeah, dude.
Dude, what's up with these like? Like, it started with, like, Mick Foley's kid being, Noel being, like, smoking hot.
Dakota Runnels, 22.
Is all the DNA it from the wife?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. Dude, she's a fucking smoke show. Mod on.
Oh, yeah.
Look, hey, Dustin Runnels, 10 years sober.
Oh, good. That's awesome. Good for him.
He's got his chip here on her
shoulder?
Twitter. Oh. Wow.
Podcast gold, man.
Fucking boo.
I'm the man.
Check out Kevin Thursday.
Tomorrow night, man. John Moses. If you Google John Moses right now, his YouTube, he has like a most one of the most viral videos in 2018 of just completely ruining a heckler.
I see what Tony's looking at.
Wait.
I can't
Stop.
No, shut
up. Starcast 18.
Shut up.
Who are Bernard the Business Bear, Barry the Drug-Free Bear, and Fat Ass Massa?
All right, I'll let this go.
What are these? What is that? You should know that. That's a Japanese thing. What is this?
Is the bear Cody Rhodes' bear?
Yeah. No, Pharaoh's going to be there, which I think is Cody Rhodes' dog.
Who's Pharaoh?
Oh, my God. What is this?
Pharaoh Fawcett?
$1 billion. The question is... Dude, what is this? Is this what you're talking about?
What?
Oh, God. You're an idiot.
I'm talking about the dog.
I fucking hate you.
Is this a Dem Bones commercial? Who
let the dog? You're a fucking dildo.
Dude, who are Bernard the Business Bear, Barry the Drug-Free Bear, and Fat Ass Massa? What is... This is from StarCast 18, dude.
Well, StarCast 18 didn't happen yet.
No, but it's from their Twitter.
It's obviously something God. All in. All
right, I'm going to Google the bear for you. Barry what?
Bernard, B-U-R-N-A-R-D, the Business Bear. And then Barry, B-U-R-Y, the Drug-Free Bear, and Fat Ass Massa, M-A-S-A.
Look, there he is.
Is that... That's Pedo Bear.
Who?
Why are you in the picture with that bear?
I'm not in
that. That's not you?
That's Barry. There he is, look.
What? Is that a wrestling bear? Like,
no, he's just a bear. He's just like a cheerleader.
For who?
For the Bullet Club and Cody.
All right, so he's a wrestling thing. Then what the hell is...
He's ringside.
Then what's Fat Ass Massa?
Fat...
Are we sure it's not Baza?
No, it. right. By the way, I've been in touch with
Mr. How do you spell Massa?
M-A-S-A. I've been in touch with Baza. We will be having Shining Wizards from Europe,
episode
4 this summer.
He's just a fucking Asian dude.
Are you going to be in the same place?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that'll be good.
Yeah, so Baza and I will be doing our live, probably morning show. It'll probably be like 5 a.m. on the rant.
Oh, God. Oh, you better check with them. Make sure nobody's on the air.
At 5 o'clock? Was it
fucking
that's prime time.
Kill yourself.
Jeez, I think they're replaying the Hall of Fame inductions at 5 a.m. Hey, if you're looking for a job with the XFL, they're now looking for applicants.
Really? You're just going to steamroll over the Impact stuff?
Well, no, because you're fucking looking up stuff.
Dude,
I was giving you a
two
second.
Two of our, to quote one of these guys, dear good friends, are in some hysterical stuff on Impact.
I know, KM and Fala. Fala got a makeover this week.
It's fucking hysterical.
It's fucking great. It's probably the best thing on the show right now.
And the fact that it's them two paired together just makes it, like, even better.
And he's got, Boz got his own t-shirt.
Yeah, he's got his first ever Impact licensed t-shirt.
Fala's got that, he is Fala Ba. And this is the role Kevin Matthews is made for. Like, he's just an asshole. It's fucking great.
He always was when they brought him in, but, like, this is, like, the perfectly tweaked, like, because he's also a really funny fuck if you, like,
yeah,
get to know
but,
him.
But the way he portrays his character, it's Kevin. It's absolutely Kevin, which makes it better.
Yeah.
And, yes, the WrestlePro guys, and, yes, Kevin likes to fucking put the chapstick on, but still, these guys are fucking doing a great job. You fucking almost made me lose it when you were... You did that shit when you were talking to Max.
That was you? I thought that was you.
No, that's all Max.
I thought that was Tony.
I'm here all day.
Ooh,
listen,
okay.
Like, I did,
look, I got to get it all in now because I might not be back until the end of fucking September.
It's not just me saying that. It's other guys in wrestling that have said it.
Ooh, all the guys.
I haven't been to a WrestlePro show since fucking...
Oh, wow.
I need a beer. And you're not getting one, man.
I'm good. I've reached my peak. I got a long day tomorrow.
Do we know what gender fluid is, by the way?
No, I have no idea what that means.
I've only heard that in passing. Like, I've never actually met someone that was gender fluid.
Gender.
KP had the best joke ever about it, though.
Fluid.
It was on Facebook. He was like,
I'm not exactly sure what gender fluid is, but I know you should get it checked every 2,500 miles.
That's pretty good.
Shout out to Katie
Burp. All right, don't worry about that. Let's
Urban Dictionary.
Dumb Fellas Podcast.
Oh, our favorite source of information.
That's it. Gender fluid is a gender identity best described as a dynamic mix of a boy and girl. Person who is gender fluid may always feel like a mix of the two traditional genders, but may feel more boy some days and more girl other days. Being gender fluid has nothing to do with which set of genitalia one has, nor their sexual orientation. In a sentence, no, I am not a boy, and I am not a girl either. I am gender fluid. Thank you for staying quiet. That is a perfect drop. Feel free to cut that up and use that anytime you want on your soundboard.
Well, since you're not going to be here every other week.
I've never heard of it.
I thought gender fluid just meant that you were supportive of people that didn't know what they were doing. I didn't know that actually meant that you feel like a girl or a boy.
Oh, God. Damn.
Anyway, we don't have to open that big can of worms.
Fucking doomed as a society.
We really are.
But anyway, so a couple other shits from Raw,
we're done with Impact.
Yeah. There wasn't really much more.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to sneeze into the mic.
Go do it.
Do it. Do it.
There you go.
I've been meaning to get new,
you might
want to
get that one changed. It's the allergies. Don't worry.
It's allergies.
It's not the AIDS.
Of course not. No.
Stephanie McMahon came back to Monday Night Raw.
Yippee!
And she officially
looked good.
Ruined everything.
Of course she did. She's a McMahon.
She ruined the Nia Jax Ronda Rousey contract signing.
Let's stop. We all know why that was ruined. Shut the fuck up, man. She's in between two women that are not known for speaking. So you can't blame her for that.
It's a contract signing. You don't need to speak. You just need to sign.
Yes, you do. Oh, yeah. All right. We drag them out. They signed it. Here. Good luck.
No, you also need to look menacingly at each other.
Well, Ronda Rousey's got that down.
Well, here's the thing with that. They bring in someone who's arguably supposed to be one of the biggest draws outside of wrestling.
And
she should be enough in a segment that you don't need to bring somebody else out that you think has to do the work.
Nah, dude. I'll give you two words. Paul Heyman.
Luthez.
Well, fuck
Paul Heyman's not a star outside of wrestling.
No, he does it for fucking Brock, dude.
Yes, because Brock is terrible at promo.
And so is Ronda Rousey.
You don't need to do a promo when you're doing a contract signing.
You need to say something. What's the point?
You can say it with your face.
What's the point of having a contract signing if there's not going to be an exchange? That's like press conferences for boxing. They always talk shit to each other, dude. That's the way it's done.
Shouldn't her star power override the fact that she's not a good promo? People are watching because she's on it.
Yeah, but what's the point of having a contract signing then?
Because she can still talk face to face.
No, like she.
I don't mind Stephanie talking
in that
kind of capacity,
dude. She was on like. I'm not exaggerating when I say she was on 80% of the show.
Oh, I get it. Overkill. Completely. I completely understand that. But I completely also understand the fact that you would have Stephanie out there, not only because she's the fucking, she's the mayor of fucking Women's Libtown, but because they need somebody to speak for these two because they don't really speak.
Where are we in terms of how we view Ronda Rousey? Are we still viewing her as
she's
an outside star coming in, not a wrestler, or we're reviewing her as a wrestler?
No, she's an undeserved title. Oh my God,
that's so not what I asked.
Get her. She's a wrestler. She's on the contract. Right,
so, but how do you think she's perceived through most wrestling fans' eyes?
Too soon.
Are they still seeing her as an MMA fighter that's trying wrestling, or is she? Has she ensconced herself as a professional wrestler yet?
I think you've only gotten a small sample of her in the wrestling business. She's only had one match. Granted, she's been involved in a bunch of segments with Triple H and Stephanie and now with Nia. So I think she's still an MMA fighter transitioning into a wrestler.
If that's the case, then it's smart to have Stephanie out there.
But Stephanie was just talking over them. She wasn't even, like Stephanie was doing all the talking.
Okay.
She was talking over the both of them. Like,
yeah,
she
that's
kind
a
of
problem.
Shoehorned.
All right.
She was
all
like,
right.
If her role was to mediate the contract signing and let them
talk,
speak their
gotcha,
minds,
gotcha.
That's one thing. But she talked over both of them, and it's just like.
But that, I mean, that's what she does.
Yeah, but at that point, she's already been on half the show, and we're only at to the 2 hour mark.
That's what she does.
Was there any? I didn't see this part. Was there any beatdown? Any physicality? Or no? Between Naya and...
No, they just kissed.
Oh, that's physicality. That's as good as it gets.
That's very physical.
Yeah, but they didn't... It wasn't, like, passionate or anything.
Did you see Rhonda's gear any chance in, like, the house show picture she did overseas?
No, she wasn't the cutoff.
It's like... I'm not sure if that's what she wore at WrestleMania. I'm guessing it is. Just, like, the very generic white top with, like, the black, like... I guess, I don't know, like...
No, that I didn't see.
It looks very,
I thought,
like,
she... I thought... Wait, at Mania, she wore a kilt when she wrestled.
There was no physicality, just a handshake.
She didn't... Did she wear the kilt when she wrestled?
Yeah, but Naya touched herself before she shook her hand.
What is with you? Why?
To seal it with a...
Kiss?
Yeah, something like
that. I don't know.
To seal it with a fish?
Whoa, boo-hoo.
Fish, someone's got a fish.
Why does it smell funny in here?
Natty beat Sarah Logan, Liv Morgan, and Dana Brooke to qualify for the Women's Money in the Bank.
There you go. Natty Neidfart. She's going to win it all. She's going to win it all, and she's going to be the first opponent of new champion Ronda Rousey. It's
Ronda Rousey's not winning the title.
I know she's not. I'm just saying.
How do you feel about Team B?
Who the fuck? Bo Dallas.
Oh, Bo and Curtis? Yeah, fuck them. Yeah, good.
Give them. Listen, they can't be any worse than what they've been.
They've become the new Heath Slater and Rhino.
Did you see the Revival return to NXT?
Yes,
week?
I did.
The Revival.
Well played, sir. Well like played.
That? Now, are they going back to NXT full time?
No, I think it was a one-shot thing.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because I know one of the guys in the Revival like took offense to a tweet or something and said, "Listen, I still get to travel the world. I could provide a life for my family that I never could, and I'm this and that. So, like, why would I be upset about going back to NXT?" And he's fucking right. NXT is just as big as, like, people don't get that yet. Like, maybe not in the big picture, but NXT is probably viewed on the same level as WWE.
Hey, Calypso Jim lost again, didn't he?
Who's that? Joe McGee?
Yeah, Joe McGee.
Who?
Joe Imagine Jose?
Yeah, he beat Baron Corbin, squashed him.
Yeah, good. Send him back to NXT. He could support his family down there.
That's his role. You have to look.
Ah, fuck that, dude.
Everyone can't fucking win.
Understood.
So people have to be called up and they have to be
Ask Kurt Hawkins about not winning.
He's still on that losing streak. Jeez.
Bite your damn tongue.
I wish they would just put him and Zach back together.
I think they are.
I hope so.
I think at some point they will. They're both growing their hair back out. Notice that.
Edge is coming back.
Maybe
Paige is going to manage.
You sound like such a stalker. They're both growing their hair.
They say it. They make a point of it. Like on Zack Ryder's Instagram, he's saying growing the hair back out.
Don't go on the
Instagram. Let Kevin have something. Come on.
I'm just saying. He just sounds so creepy.
I mean, we talked about Rich McDonald jerking off in his head. The least we could give him
No, there's no we.
Zach and
you. You talked about all cum going in Kevin's head.
Yeah, you were pretty much the callus of everything awful that was
it
this
show. It
beats
where it usually goes, am I right?
I said Kevin got a haircut, and then you said he got it last week.
Yeah, he did. And we congratulated him on it last week, didn't we? Or not congratulated him.
He wore his hair differently, so I wanted to give him a compliment.
He looks good.
And then you talked about coming in his hair, which is really weird.
Yeah, why is that weird? Weird?
Yeah, Tony, you should probably sit the next couple plays out.
Have you ever come in your wife's hair?
No.
Okay, then why would anyone else want to come in their hair?
Kevin looks like he needs it.
No, he doesn't. He looks like he needs another drink, the way you keep fucking...
You're fucking really... Like,
confusing the shit out of him.
Yeah.
I'm gender fluid, Kevin. Ooh.
Well, now that explains everything.
I'm a woman. Ooh. Isolate that.
No, you... you feel like a woman. You're not...
Wait, is that the song that they sang?
No, it's not what the shit crew sang.
Oh, shit. What else happened on Raw?
You see,
Yes.
Nothing to write home about.
Yes.
Braun beat Finn. Stephanie set that up.
I heard it was a good match.
It was a good match.
We already talked about this.
Yeah. Dolph Ziggler beat Chad Gable.
Gives a fuck.
Did they tease an American Alpha thing last night or no?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Why not?
Fucking smiley fucking Angle's coming back.
I like
fuck
it.
That guy. I'd rather see Mojo Rawley fucking beat
somebody. What was that thing you were spewing your brains out about? Mojo's got high cholesterol or some goofy shit like that?
Mojo's got high cholesterol? When did I say that? Earlier?
Yeah, did you not send that in a text message?
About Mojo Rawley?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Am I making this up?
No, you're not. But then he posted a picture. He sent a link to like a Simpsons clip.
Oh, you said pray for me, and I put pray for Mojo. It's a fucking Simpsons line, you jackass.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mojo Rawley.
He said, what happened to Mojo? And I put his cholesterol's through the roof. You guys have never seen that? Let me see if I can get it.
Matt Squires just sent me the funniest. Did you send it to you, too? This should be Tony's face, though. This should be Tony's face, though, with someone... This is great.
Bobby keeps dodging me. I don't understand the whole phone call meme. What is that about?
Apparently somebody, some white lady called the police on a barbecue with an African-American family. I didn't get it either. I read about it today.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Brilliant. Fucking brilliant.
And he tagged Bobby Lashley in it. He said,
Matt Squires is the fucking man.
He's good. You know who's, he's funny, dude. You know, also, I don't know if you guys are friends with that Ed Schilling on Facebook or no.
I am, but he's on.
You just took all the thunder away from Matt Squires.
No, Matt Squires is fucking great.
He's like, you know who else is great, Matt?
Nope.
I'm just trying to, like, give people credit while they're on my brain.
Nope.
But Matt Squires puts... Nope.
Matt Squires is the fucking man.
Matt Squires is good.
Anybody else? Nope.
He did that photo of me interviewing my phone.
Brilliant. Fucking brilliant.
Holy shit.
I retweeted it and I saved it and I'll post it later.
Oh, did he put it on Twitter?
Put it on Twitter and he put it on Facebook. That's why
notifications back.
Twitter's good, Matt. You know what else is good?
What is good? There we go.
It's fucking beautiful.
Jesus Christ.
What a dumb fucking look you had on your face,
holy
too.
Holy shit.
Where the fuck did you find that?
It's fucking brilliant. It's easy. I'm friends with him on Facebook, so I think he
listens to the rant, so you might not like him.
Oof. What? I don't understand.
I don't know. You hate the rant, don't you?
Did you see the trailer for the Mauro Ranallo documentary that's going to be on Showtime?
No.
With his battle against depression?
Yes, I saw I saw like the posting of it. I didn't see the video or the trailer or whatever.
Oh, it looks very interesting.
Yeah.
It looks like the man struggles quite a bit.
It's not about his wrestling career. He finds Jesus. And then
yes.
He spends
was
the
he under
rest
the bed?
Of time talking about Jesus.
I'll tell you what. Sidebar.
Uh-oh.
They did, you know, advertising on something to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Price of Fame DVD in the background when they did their Million Dollar Man episode on the WWE Network.
Of course.
So I'm just saying.
What?
What? What are you saying? That he paid Pete those guys to...
Sure, maybe we pay him and the fucking Shining Wizards t-shirt could be in the background.
I did not get that. He probably paid
a lot. Kidding me? They have 400 t-shirts they're trying to sell. They're not going to put a fucking picture of Uncle Creepy in the background.
They should.
Think about sending Rosenberg a shirt. Maybe he'll wear it on the K-Show.
What, sorry, that water looked nice and warm.
Listen, because I didn't fucking do the... That's how you guys feel about fucking Bruce Pritchard. fucking Conrad with his fucking...
Oh my god, I'm so glad he did that. That was awesome.
Fucking get off their fucking fat nuts.
Fat nuts?
All right, here we go.
Episode 371, fat nuts.
With the fat shaming again.
Oh, good lord. We got anything else? We got to pull this train in. The rant's going to be mad at us.
Drop off the rant and people can listen to the rest in podcast.
Goodbye, rant.
See ya.
All right, okay. We dropped off the rant. That was easy.
I do it every week. We are out of control.
Oh.
Yes, we are.
On a daisy chain again. Out of control on a daisy chain.
We're going to call this one Daisy Chain 2, Fat Nuts.
Dude, so we go to the Brown Bear Pub last week, right?
BBP. Okay.
After the show.
Self high five.
And the owner is there.
That's right.
And we go, me and Kevin are talking. I go, I can't believe you didn't know who fucking Randy Rhodes was. So the owner's like, you didn't know who Randy Rhodes was? I know who Randy Rhodes was. So we're talking. I'm like, fucking hey, man. Fucking he knows who Randy Rhodes is. He goes, yeah, isn't he the son of a wrestler? I go, motherfucker.
That was my win. That was my epic win.
Mother.
All the shit. And this guy's a pretty knowledgeable music guy. But he's completely just won my battle for me.
Holy shit.
Unbelievable. I don't know. I got no notes. I got no nothing.
We covered a lot, dude.
It was a fun show, man.
New Japan Pro Wrestling is doing the Super Junior Cup. If you have the network, watch that.
What are the... Do you have any... Oh, no, we have
if not, you
that.
Can check out the latest from Luthez on the
WWE. How's Flippy
Doo
doing?
Don't watch the latest from Luthez.
No, watch it. Check it out. Look, if you like wrestling and you haven't seen anything like earlier than like 1989... That's probably a good cutoff. Go back. Check out some old stuff. See what it used to be like back in the day, as the kids like to say.
It's awful.
No, but you know what? It gives you a perspective on how far the business has come since that point in time.
Flip got a victory over Kanemura in night three.
All right.
So he's got that going for him.
I remember calling his matches.
Let me see if he did anything night one. Night one. Here we go.
How long does this go?
Goes for quite a bit. Oh, ACH beat him in night one.
Why is Hillary Clinton on fucking pro wrestling?
It's just a fucking ad, man.
She's a super junior.
More like a super
senior. You never seen Hillary Clinton's finish? Not that as good as Monica Lewinsky's, but it's up there.
Ooh. Oh, Kevin
you
will
mean
be,
it's down there.
Kevin will be at the Brown Bear Pub Jesus tomorrow Christ. Night, Wednesday, May 23rd, 7 o'clock. Get there early. Get a seat. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow night. Get some drinks. And you can watch Kevin tell jokes like that.
No. I save the magic for the stage.
He saves the rape jokes for Mick Foley.
Yeah, he makes the laughs disappear.
Tony will be there too, apparently.
Hanging from the fucking ceiling.
We could only be so lucky.
Hope your rope is strong enough.
Is that like a dick joke? Or?
No, it's a suicide joke. You're going to hang me from the ceiling?
That's not suicide if I do it.
Well.
And it's not a joke, man.
I'm just really going to do it. I'm going to find you.
Speaking of which, Ozzy Osbourne had a song called Suicide Solution that Randy Rhoads played guitar on.
Get the gun. There you go. Get the gun. Shoot, shoot, shoot,
shoot. Get the gun, daddy.
You don't remember that fucking Behind the Music?
Remember Slam Your Grandma?
Slam Your Grandma, baby, Randy Rhoads. Yeah.
No, I don't remember Slam Your Grandma.
Whoa, 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 whoa. American Male's backward. YouTube it now. You've never heard Slam Your Grandma?
No.
Oh, come on. For real?
Wait, American Male. All right,
show's not over yet. We have to. Yes. American Male's backward.
American Male's backward.
Yes.
Is that a song?
It's Slam Your Grandma.
But is it in the tune of American Males?
It's American Male's backward.
Where does the G come from? How do you find this shit?
They talked about it on one of the Bruce Pritchard episodes.
I think it was
on What Happened When, actually.
I need to hear it again. Is it over? The lyrics?
Yeah, I think they cut the lyric part out.
That might be the name of the show.
Slam the grandma indeed.
Wow, that is...
Oof. You're listening to the bonus portion of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast or whatever.
Oof. Whatever, no, that was it.
Slam your grandma.
That's it. Slam your grandma.
That's the showstopper.
Wow. We are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Wizards Podcast. We mentioned our Pro Wrestling Tees store before, prowrestlingtees.com/Shining Wizards. We have a variety of shirts on there. If you pick up a shirt, there's a possibility Tony may call you or send
I dropped
you an email or
don't worry.
Mention you on the show. Kevin's doing comedy tomorrow night at the Brown Bear Pub in West Orange.
Free admission. They have great drinks, great food. John Moses, a nationally touring comedian, who if you Google him or YouTube him, his videos get thousands and thousands of hits of him slamming hecklers. So that's going to be fun.
When you
not the grandmas, they're hecklers.
When you play his bit backwards, it says slam the heckler.
Slam the so we'll be having a good time. Andrew Lee, who regularly performs in New York City, and Grizel Cabrera, who's a MILF. And I love.
Ooh.
So, nice. MILF wow. City. So, special thank. Go. Oh, sorry. Go
no,
ahead.
No, that's it. That's it.
Special thanks to our guest tonight, Max Caster, at Caster Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Well.
He'll be at
Creator Pro, June 9th, Thy Kingdom Come. We're going to play out his diss track called Kingdom, featuring Vince Russo, as we wind this show into the station.
Yo, you like Michelle Wolf, shooting your shot like Markel Fultz. That means you
Michelle Wolf, good comedian.
Got a mouthful of the mist, blindness. This
from Big Rich.
Call us your highness. Call us the finest. Each line is timeless. Who's our opponents? Can you remind us? Breakfast Club, you mean the one with Molly Ringwald? Don't even show up to the ring, dog. Yo, we got you so shook you only sleep for an hour. The whole crew's chilling with Tegan and Sarah. So you wake up exhausted. You already lost it like a couple of Tobys in the back of the office. And we back at this boss. This leave you dizzy and nauseous. Better bring the whole damn kitchen sink with the faucets. Wave goodbye to the belt one time before we take them. Thank you and goodbye, no KM. We don't care about opinions. Swag. If you want some, bring some.
Oh, yeah.
Now you stepping in our kingdom.
Do, do, do.
Shook Crew is the team, son.
Crew at the top. Hive of all others. Hit you.
I kind
of
dig it.
This is awesome.
Not bad.
No, I want to see when Vince Russo comes in here.
We do it all. It's just like him going, bro, 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 you know. Rap.
Heroes in the community. Gonna make it brighter when we show up.
Why are they beating up boxes of tricks?
Because they're wrestling the Breakfast Club.
Sometimes I'm Mark Ingram. Yo, Bryce, spit some.
Never seen dudes cornea. Yeah, we gonna corner ya. Smash your whole face. That's your mouth, nose, and cornea. Send you to the coroner. Because at my core, I'm a master of my element. This legend of Cobra.
And it's a horror with the rappers on your car floor. You in the soft light looking like a hard four. It's a pity you ain't very pretty. You'd even get kicked out of sanctuary cities.
You get kicked out the ring. You get run out the gym. You get done out and shunned out till fat ladies sing. You had a run. And yeah, it was a nice dream. But taking L's is Kip's flavor of ice cream.
Yo, who hates the Breakfast Club? I'm like, we do. We ask the fans and got a hashtag, me too. You could try to regroup. You should probably eat poop. When we win, I'm gonna do the robot. Beep boop. We don't care about opinions. If you want some, bring some. Now you stepping in our kingdom. Shook Crew is the team, son. We don't care about opinions. If you want some, bring some.
Nice. You saw that?
Yeah.
Now you stepping in our kingdom.
That was a throwback to Office Space.
CPA, does that ring a bell, bro? I want to say certified public a-hole, but I don't talk like that, bro. So let's say certified professional absent-minded banana. This is a guy, bro, that once picked me up in a car, bro, that was filled to the rafters with garbage, bro, inside of the car, bro, garbage. We're in New York City. It's pouring rain outside. The windows, bro, they're getting cloudy. And I finally said to this certified public absolute banana, bro, maybe it's time to put on the defrosters, bro. This guy, CPA, tells me I don't have any defrosters, bro. My defrosters don't work. And he turns around and takes a McDonald's hamburger wrapper, bro, and starts wiping the inside of the windows, then puts his car out in the pouring rain and starts wiping the outside of the windows. It's pouring rain, bro. It's New York City. And I said to CPA, let me out of this car, you absolute imbecile. Do you want to get me killed? This is New York, bro, and you're driving around with no defrosters. Your windows are so foggy, I can't even see. Turn up. And now him and his partner, Kip Stevens, are taking on the Shook Crew. Please, bro, do me a favor. Eliminate this complete, pathetic, absolute banana, bro, who did this to me. I've been traumatized my whole freaking life from this, bro. Picking me up a car filled with freaking litter, bro. It was absolutely disgusting, bro. Pouring rain, no defroster, almost got me killed. End this. CPA, fix your defroster.
Tony hates fucking Vince Russo.
Once again, Vince Russo ruined something. Oof.
That's pretty funny. I love CPA.
I'll share this on Twitter and the
I'll share results. It on the Twitter, bro. Put it on Facebook, bro. He used a fucking hamburger wrapper, bro. Can I rhyme bro, bro? I don't know, bro. Yo, yo, bro. Time to go, bro.
You know he
get
wasn't
the fuck
rapping.
Out the car, bro. Shut up, bro. I'm out.
We'll see you next week.
Drops Mike.